Today's episode is brought to you by Manscaped, our go-to for men's below-the-waist grooming products. Manscaped, new product alert. It's time to stop, drop, and order this brand new shaving kit that they just launched, introducing the Ultra Smooth Package, a specialized groin shaving kit to help you buff, protect, and smooth your sensitive areas. I'm talking about the new Crop Shaver, Crop Exfoliator, and Crop Gel. It's time to crop that bush off yours and get right to the roots of the discount just for you.
Lovely.
Get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com. Enter the code NTS. From the legends who introduced the electric ball hair trimmer, we now have the razor and set to get you trimmed from front to back. Men, you no longer have to borrow your lady's razor for that precise trim. Who the fuck was doing that anyway?
Nasty niggas.
You know how hard it is to get those ingrown hairs and those small little precise places, you know, them hard to reach places? Mike, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, right? I gotta use my teeth.
The Manscaped Ultra Smooth Package is a three-step kit to make your package the perfect package. Step one, the Crop Exfoliator, infused with ingredients that can smooth, clear, and keep the skin on and around your groin feeling refreshed. The Crop Exfoliator can help you reduce the risk of ingrown hairs in your delicate places. Step two, Crop Gel. See where you're shaving with our unique shaving gel just for the groin with four essential oils. I don't even know how they did that. It's like having a spa treatment every time you shave. Step three, it's time to shave. The Crop Shaver was designed for shaving the groin area with confidence. Three precision blades include extra wide lubricating strips and pivoting head for the ultimate groin grooming experience. Say that three times fast, bitch. The Crop Shaver is not your average razor, baby. It's smaller, it's thicker, and with a micro comb. It's smaller, it's thicker with a micro comb that allows you for the best shave possible for any angle. All three of these vegan, cruelty-free, and sulfate-free products are included, so you know that your manhood is in good hands. It's time to get up and close and personal with the best tools for the job, the Ultra Smooth Package from Manscaped. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code NTS at manscaped.com. I said that's 20% off with free shipping and the code NTS at manscaped.com. Smooth it out, fellas, with Manscaped. Your balls will thank you.
Start off the podcast talking some bullshit.
Work.
You were. Don't acknowledge it.
No,
over. You're gonna hear me, nigga, regardless.
So that's the reason we're getting the shirts printed. But what's going on, everybody? It's a Not That Serious podcast. And you know, I know you guys have listened. If you're listening right now and you're thinking to yourself, why doesn't Keenan shut the fuck up? Please let me reiterate to you. I believe it 10 times more because I have to sit here. But here we are. It's the Not That Serious podcast. It's the greatest podcast in the world.
In the world.
In the world. So you already know what the fuck going on. It's your boy Big Mike here.
It's LZ.
Your boy Corey.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Q's here.
It's the Polynesian lemon pepper pilfer in the building. And we got Slumlord Landlord. Why doesn't he shut his ass? Keenan in the building. That's right. And that's all I can say until the end of July. And then, but first of all, actually, how's everybody's weekend? Real quick.
How was my weekend?
It was good until Sunday night.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Father's Day was ruined by the Sixers.
Yeah. They disappoint.
Yeah.
I got a whole speech. We'll get to that.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, they ruined my Father's Day and my father's Father's Day.
Yeah.
Your dad a Sixers fan?
Unfortunately. We both suffer like this together. and the sad thing is the dude came in today. For the past 2 or 3 days, he's been coming in the room like, so, what do we do to fix this, man? And I'm like, I don't know. I'm a broken man. I have nothing.
I got nothing.
Every other hour, he just comes to me like, what do you think about this trade?
What if we did? What's your favorite option that he gave you?
He came to me with the fucking, with the, nah, he came to me with the, with the Andrews Wiggins and shit, and I almost kicked my dad in the face. I almost kicked him in the throat. Good. But then I realized how strong he was, and I was like, I'm not doing that shit. That nigga
was
limit.
That was your favorite, though? The Andrew Wiggins? That's what he
No, I said with? I would kick him in the throat if he did. But then I heard, you know, CJ McCollum, maybe. Then I heard Malcolm Brogdon for some stuff.
I like Malcolm some picks.
Malcolm some picks, maybe. And I'm like,
not giving up. All right, we'll get to that. I'm not giving up Ben Simmons for Malcolm Brogdon.
Well, we need to set. We'll get there, but we need to temper our expectations right now.
Just and saying.
I kind of.
We'll get there. We'll get. fellas, we'll get there.
Ben's contract's $30 million more than Embiid's.
That's one year.
But Ben signed 5, 177.
Yeah, but Ben also signed
5, 140.
But Ben signed after.
After, that's
I
why.
No, they're a year apart.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah, it's 1 year. It's not $30 million more. It's just 1 year more.
No. Their overall contracts, 5, 147.
Yeah,
five,
but it's also but the time that he signed.
Yeah, it's because Embiid.
If you signed Embiid a year later, it would have been the same.
I know, but they're.
We actually got him for the low. Joel Embiid for the low, actually.
Yeah, we did.
Because of his injury issues.
Yeah.
But we'll get there, gentlemen. We truly shall. So everybody's weekend was good. Did y'all enjoy before Father's Day? And that was ruined by those bum-ass niggas in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. Did you all enjoy your Juneteenth?
Yeah, my Juneteenth was cool. I had the DJ, but I was outside, and it started raining. So,
Did you do anything for Juneteenth to celebrate the ancestors? Q, did 75% of you celebrate the ancestor?
Nah, I was going to sit this one out.
The 25% held you back. Okay.
I know niggas is going to shoot this one up. I was going to relax.
Okay. Ruckus, did you celebrate the ancestors today? Absolutely not. Of course you didn't.
He said that's a peasant holiday.
He's like, not for the nigna. Keenan is very pro black. It's we make jokes.
Just kidding.
Keenan loves it.
No, we don't.
Keenan got,
people do.
Keenan got bad sports takes, but he loves his black people.
Yeah.
So Juneteenth. Where did I go?
Yeah,
where did I go, Q? Let me tell you something. Listen, first of all, shout out to Showcase. Shout out to Flygerian. Yeah. Shout out to them. They put on this Juneteenth event. This is like the second year they had a Juneteenth picnic in Jersey, North Jersey. So I had to travel up to the less civilized part of the state to enjoy this thing. Yeah. So let me map out to you. Like, it's my first time I've taken a train. So what I did was I took the I drove to Hamilton Station, took the train up to Newark, and my peoples picked me up from there because they live out right there in downtown Newark. So I was just chilling with them for the weekend. I haven't seen them in a while. Shout out to my boy Shad, Lamar, my homegirl, Illy Tiff, all them. Love y'all.
Shout out to the Brotherhood and Company.
All my guys. You already know. Gang, gang. We were out there. And so when I first got to Newark Penn Station, the smell came over me. I was like, I'm back.
It brought you back, didn't it?
Oh, I'm back up top. Then I went out front to wait where the cars drop people off and pick people up at.
Okay.
I sat there, right? And behind me, it was a dope fiend. I'm like, all right, dope fiend, do dope fiend shit. It's Nort, whatever. That's like pigeons. They're everywhere.
Literally, yeah, they're everywhere.
But the dope fiend was doing the lean. Mm-hmm. You know how they do the classic lean.
They never fall.
But he didn't fall.
They never
But
did.
He had a cigarette in his hand.
Mm-hmm.
Cigarette, dope fiend lean. He's leaning with the dope. And so I'm looking at him for a while. Then I turn away to look for, just to look at the cars. I turn back around. This nigga, his pants is at his ankles. And I guess his jeans are like not on fire.
Oh, it's smoking.
But it's smoking. Because he's leaned so hard that his cigarette lit his pants ablaze. So he's like trying to put his pants out while still leaning. And I was like, yeah, I'm back in Newark.
Back in the brick.
I'm back out here, Brick City. But yeah, they had the Juneteenth picnic in Jersey City at Liberty State Park, which is a very nice event. I love it. It was great to see all these black people together. No negativity, no vibes. They said it was 15,000 black people.
Yeah, 15,000.
And
they said it was 18,000.
It was more. Yeah, it was 15,000.
Hey man, I believe it. It was a lot of motherfuckers there, man.
Yeah,
it was a lot of people there, bro. It was so I mean, I've seen people there that I have not seen since college. Mm-hmm. It's people that I haven't seen since high school. That's a lot of people that I have not seen in years.
Yeah.
Now, lovely event. Have one complaint, though. One complaint. Now, the parking system there is a bit tricky.
Yeah, did y'all have the parking pass?
So we had the parking pass, but I didn't know there's two parking passes.
No,
there's
only one.
There's two parking passes.
Oh, wow.
There's the brown parking pass. Mm-hmm. Then there's the gold parking pass.
Okay.
So gold parking pass puts you right there at the park.
Yeah.
Near the Liberty State, right there on the shebang.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the brown parking pass puts you little far back.
It just gives you a it just secures that you have a spot.
It just says you can park somewhere. Now, is that somewhere relatively close to the park? Depends on your definition of what close is. Okay? So, I don't know if anybody who listens is familiar with North Jersey, Jersey City, and Liberty State Park. So, where we did, like, where if you had the gold pass, you parked right at the park. If you had the brown pass, we were thinking, okay, we're going to be somewhere close to the park. And I'm thinking, I've never been to Liberty State Park, and I've never been around, or I've never been to an event like this. I'm thinking, all right, we got a parking pass. We're going to obviously park somewhere close to the place. Mm. No. They said you can park in this New Jersey Transit parking lot right here if you got the brown pass. And all right, so we start to park, and I'm looking around. I'm like, I don't see no park in my immediate vision way. And they was like, oh, yeah, it's going to be a walk. I'm like, oh. So I always was discouraged. I'm like, okay, fuck. They was like, all right, how far is the walk? It's like, it's going to be like 1.5-2 miles down this way.
I think I would have called an Uber.
I was like, but you can't though.
Why?
Because don't let traffic through there.
Yeah.
You had to walk. There was no way around it. Even the people that Ubered there thought they were gonna be slick. The police cut them off and said the Ubers can only let you off out this exit off the highway, and they still had to walk.
Mm-hmm.
They were letting no cars unless you had if you didn't have a gold pass, Uber, whatever, you could only go so far. So you know, I had to make a choice in my mind.
I know you was pissed.
I was fucking furious, Q. I was furious. I wanted to take Showcase and Fly Jerry's heads and clock them together like click clack. Much love and respect, though. I love y'all. But in that moment, I wanted to Debo them niggas. I did. Because I couldn't see no park. You know how you can look over the horizon and see shit? There was no park in my horizon vision.
You couldn't see shit.
Couldn't see a fucking thing. So I go in the fucking thing. I'm like, all right, we're going to take a walk. And mind you, we're not just walking. We're walking carrying stuff.
Oh, yeah.
It's coolers. It's chairs, umbrellas, and shit.
Tents
and shit. Food. Grills. So I'm like, fuck, man.
What were you carrying?
I was carrying a chair and a bag.
Okay.
So this is what I told him from the road. I was like, listen, y'all, this is what's going to happen. I'm going to take this walk here, but I'm going to take it nowhere near as fast as you expect to happen. So you guys are going to go ahead of me, and I'll see you when I see you. That's what I told them. I said, I'll see you when I see you, because I'm not used to walking nowhere near this far. And this is a long walk. Yeah. Now, I don't want y'all thinking, oh, Mike Vett, he don't like walking. But like, this is a long walk for normal motherfuckers. Normal motherfuckers was like, what the hell is this? Like, niggas that were visibly fit were like, what the fuck is this they got us doing right here? Pissed. So, I'm with them.
Mm.
You know, I'm taking my walk. I'm, you know, breaking every so often. I take the little chair out, sit in it, wait. I broke it up into sections. I'm embarrassed to say how long it took me to get there. I'm not going to mention it.
Well, you said it was how far of a walk?
About a mile and a half.
How many breaks you take?
A plenty.
Okay.
A plenty. I took a plenty breaks. And I think I peed one time, too.
Did you have a water with you?
No, I did not. And it was hot.
It was hot as fuck.
It was hot as fuck.
That's funny because you always have water with you.
Yeah.
I wasn't prepared for my. I thought it was just going to be right here.
You didn't think it was going to be a drench.
No, I didn't think I was going to take a fucking Oregon Trail walk. So I get there. after an indiscriminate amount of time, because I'm not about to put my business out there. Mm-hmm. You know, I was so tired when I got there, I just plopped down in the blanket. I didn't move to associate with nobody. That's why if I saw you there, I saw you. If you didn't see me, I wasn't going to see you because I wasn't getting up to meet nobody.
Was it the same process leaving?
Yes, it was the same process leaving. But it didn't take as long because it was cooler. The walk back was way easier because it was cooled off and it was raining.
What time did you get there?
Fuck you.
No, I'm not trying to be funny. What time did you get
there? No.
What time did you get there? Because that
started at 12.
We got there like around 1:30. It's 1:30, 2 o'clock.
1 o'clock is the hottest part of the day. That's why I'm asking.
Yeah, no, that's when we got there. The sun was high in the sky.
That's at 12 o'clock.
So it was right there like, well, 12, 1:30, 2 o'clock, got there. We left around 6:30-ish.
Oh, okay, because you could have stayed later. Like,
no, it was over at 8. Oh, but it was like, it started to rain, so I was like, man, fuck this. Right. Left around 6:30. So, yeah. Man, it was good, though. It was good. Like, I'll do it again.
I was going to say, I know afterwards you immediately said you would not do it
again. Yeah, you literally said
that. On the way back, I was like, fuck this. Yeah. Fuck these people. Fuck Juneteenth. I'm never doing this again.
Yeah.
But reassessing, if I'm properly prepared and I get that parking pass, mm-hmm. the right one, I'll do it again.
Yeah.
The gold joint?
It has to be the gold one. Yeah. No brown
joint. Well, it's 1,000% about to be an official festival.
Bruh.
Because it's that way, you know, that
so many.
You know, that was only the second one.
Yeah, because you were at the first one.
Yeah, I was at the first one.
The first one I heard was not nowhere near
the first. The first one might have.
That was in the middle of the pandemic.
The first one might have been like, there's probably like 2,000 people at most. Maybe.
This shit
and maybe
crazy.
That's being generous. It might have been only 1,500. I don't know. Yeah. But yeah, 15,000 is crazy.
Yo, it was so crazy, bruh.
Yeah.
And it was so far down where it's like, you couldn't hear no music until you were right there.
Wow. And they had a whole stage.
Oh, a whole stage.
Yeah.
Vendors and shit. It was a lovely time, man.
Yeah.
It's just, for me, it was too much to go through to get there and back. I was like, this shit is a lot, my nigga. Yeah. But
All in all,
it was fun. And I felt good to know that I could do it.
Yeah.
Facts. Yeah.
And it's only going to get easier.
Next year, you're going to have even easier walk.
Yeah, because I'm going to get that fucking parking pass.
I'm pulling up with a scooter.
No bullshit. If you got the gold parking pass, that eliminates like 80 to 90% of the walk, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So from that mile and a half to 2 miles, that turns into what?
Not even a quarter mile.
So it's worth it. Wait, but what's the price difference, you know?
Like, I think it was like a $30, $40 price difference.
Yeah, no.
I'm doing that all fucking day long.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you know what? I didn't know.
Yeah,
Because I really wasn't going to go until the last minute. I was going to bail out of it, but then my homies called me. I was like, you really going to do this? And I was like, fuck. No, I'm not going to do it. I'm coming. So, yeah.
I got you.
But, you know,
I'm glad you went.
It was cool, man.
You had to represent because I couldn't go.
Yeah, yeah. And that's the bad thing. I'm sorry about Shake, Elo, all y'all. Bert, I didn't get to link up with them.
Man. Yeah, I mean, there was just so many people there.
It was so many people, and I'll tell you, when I got there, I was so tired. I'm not about to wade through all these people just looking for niggas. No.
Yeah, no.
People who saw me.
You'll get lost out there.
Like, yeah, you'll get lost. I'm not doing, like, fuck all that.
Nah, it's not even safe.
Like, I saw, who I see out there? I saw Courtney, I saw, you shout out to her, and I saw Chris.
Yeah.
And I saw other people, but...
For the most part, you was chilling.
I was chilling.
Yeah, you stay in your spot. Like, it's just too, that's too many people to be walking around.
Getting zonked off
my... Did you see Lance?
Saw Lance. Shout out to Lance.
Shout out to Lance.
I seen Lance. Lance. Yo, man, I miss you, Lance, man. Get back on Twitter, man.
Please.
We miss you, man. I seen Lance. That nigga tried. He was like, yeah, man, get your ass on. I'm like, nigga, get the fuck out of my face. And keep walking. I was like, nigga, I'll get there when I get there, nigga. I seen Matt. You know, a lot of people... Talk to me about the pod. Murder. So that felt really nice. It's weird when you're not expecting to hear stuff about that, but people be like, yeah, the podcast. Like, oh, shit. Yeah, I do that. And I was like, you know what I mean? So that
I do that.
I was like, oh, I do that. So that was really cool, man. But yeah, Juneteenth was fun, man.
Yeah.
With the proper preparation, I will do that again. Mm. But whoo-wee. What was a motherfucker doing?
The only thing about Juneteenth that was kind of weird, like aside from the whole, you know, the cookout thing, it was weird to see companies like scramble to celebrate it. Like a lot of companies just put out commercials, like they just made it a federal holiday
that day.
The day before. Like at my job, like the company that does like our systems, like they all had off.
Yeah.
Like, how do y'all have off? Like, they just made this a federal holiday. They had off. Like, but then this ain't no state shit. Data track's not through the state.
Yeah, so
like,
look.
I was like, what the fuck?
The state gave off employees, and you know that, you know how, like, you can obviously reply, or you can do reply all. Somebody replied all, was like, wow, so we're really doing this?
Well, actually, my mom had off Monday.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I was like.
They observed it on Monday because they, like, didn't.
They said, we're really doing. Yeah, we're really fucking doing
this. Yeah, I was
like. How do y'all feel about.
Celebrating the niggers?
Yeah.
How do y'all feel about them making that a national federal holiday?
Giving us things that we don't really
need. It's a Band-Aid on a broken leg.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah,
it's a Band-Aid on. The leg's Band-Aid and we need open heart surgery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The leg's still broke.
He got Robitussin?
Yeah. Like, right after, you know. The Asian hate crime bill, niggas get a holiday. Right? Like, it's just like,
I ain't gonna not take it.
Yeah, like, I'm not gonna not take it, but at the same time, it's like, we didn't really ask for this.
This is not what we
this
want.
Is not this is
you
not,
know it's not what we want.
Y'all, yeah, they know that. And then you got all like ESPN and all these people putting out commercials. Today we celebrate Juneteenth. When, ooh, like,
I'm
just
talking about this shit.
Exactly. Yeah, like, and well, we niggas were.
How did you find out about Juneteenth?
I found out about Juneteenth. I don't know how long ago.
I found out about Juneteenth from Nadira because she tweeted about it.
Really?
Yeah, I had no idea what it was.
Yeah, no, I've known about Juneteenth for a long time.
I've known about Juneteenth maybe going on 3 or 4 years.
Yeah. It's been a minute for me.
Yeah, I've known about it for a little while now.
Like 7 years when I just could college.
Yeah, I would say I learned about it in college.
Yeah, so I didn't learn about it in college.
Mm-hmm. What are other things we wanted to cover before we get into our? Because our main topic for today.
Oh, did we want to talk about it?
Jeez. Yeah.
Hey, yeah. Oh, yeah. Elsie got something for y'all niggas' ass, boy.
Elsie is so upset about this, bro.
I got something to say. So, apparently, this list has been public for a while now.
Oh, I thought you were going somewhere else. Never mind.
No, where else are we going?
Never mind.
Oh, we can go there, too. But apparently this list has been public for a while now. And if you didn't know, the PPP loan list is for public record. So you can go on there and look up your state, your city, your town, and see who's on that list.
Now, I encourage you all guys to do it.
Please.
We have been doing it for the past 2 days, and it has been...
This has been the highlight of my days, right? So the PPP loan, right, is a small business loan that was going out due to COVID. So if you had a business and you were affected by it, you can get a loan.
Especially for lost wages.
Yeah, for lost wages. Like, I personally could have done it because I'm a DJ. But there's people who are getting up to $1 million doing this. Mm-hmm. Like, you can go in there, you can see, like, I saw Blue Claw got $275,000. Like, businesses within the area. Mm-hmm. And then there's just niggas. and then there's just niggas from down the street on this list. Like,
no, so,
down the street. And the way that I even saw it was because my boys, like, shout out Kev Rogers, and a couple of my other boys, they put the list in like our group chat. And my boy KB, he was like, yo, there's like 30 niggas from Camden on this list. Like, I know these people. I was like, wait, how does he like see this? So I clicked the link and it said Camden, and I just typed in Burlington, and I started scrolling. I was like, yo. Like, I see familiar names of people who don't have businesses.
Yo.
Like,
no,
on this
I
list.
I only know one person who actually owns a business, and he owns a trucking company.
That was on that list?
That was on the list, and I told you who it was. I was just like, well, I know that he's an actual business owner, and he has employees.
Everybody else was pretty miscellaneous.
Yeah, I was like...
One nigga, I didn't even know he still lived in Jersey.
Yeah.
So that was shocking to see that.
Yeah.
I was like, oh,
I've seen one chick.
People on there twice.
My mom wasn't on it. My mom was telling me about the people she knew on it.
Yeah.
Is where she said one lady she knew was on it twice because she gave her current address where she lived, and then her old address,
see,
where her parents used to stay at.
See?
And I'm like, yo, you niggas. You
and they make it so, and they made it really easy to
they
get.
Made it too easy.
They
too
made
easy.
It so easy to get. Like
it was pretty much like a situation where it was bulletproof for you to get accepted.
Exactly.
Didn't y'all say that y'all seen one chick have it, and y'all know she don't got a business?
I didn't know. I'm not even trying to be funny. Like 95% of the people that I recognize on there did not have businesses.
But y'all tell me about
people. Yeah, I don't think the person I saw, I don't think she really does have a business.
Well, y'all tell me how once y'all think she used that money to go on vacation with the shit.
Listen.
Yeah. Listen.
I was like, you could never afford to go to Vegas before.
All I know is we seen the dates, seen the pictures, and was like, damn.
Put two
kind of close.
Yeah.
And you know, it's just crazy because nobody expects this to be public like this. I didn't know. But it puts your address, it puts the amount you got, and it puts the term length.
Yeah, it puts the type of business you're supposed to.
And tells you how much you got. Yeah, how much you got, the business you put down. Like some people put their actual name and then they put it under like certain things. Like,
so I realized that it was easy to get approved when it was somebody from Atlanta. They put the name of the company was Eat Shit.
Yeah.
They approved it. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's that easy.
But the thing is, and then like they put the term length of the loan. So
how much was the bill that they approved for PPP? It was like $9.8 billion. Or
I have
like
no
that.
Bro. It has to be a ridiculous amount. It was like because there's another way to do it. I was talking to this one woman yesterday. She was trying to do it because she actually has a business. She was a caterer. And she was saying that she couldn't get a loan because they were saying that it was done. So there was another way to do it, but on there it go like I forget. We're gonna have to like tweet out the link because I forget the name of the exact link. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it shows like the term length, like 60 months. So you have like 60 months to pay this money back. This is a loan. This is not a grant. Like this is not free money. Like you have to pay this back at some point. And I was talking to a corrections officer.
So apparently, you can get for small businesses, you can get up to $2 million.
Yeah. I was talking to a parole officer yesterday. And she was saying that they're basically going to start getting, or they have already started getting the people who got like $1 million.
The bill
of fraud.
The bill was $284 billion.
That's fucking insane. And the most notable person that did it so far is the one nigga from Baby Blue, right?
From Pretty
his
Ricky.
Name from Pretty Ricky. Was it Baby Blue?
Yeah.
The nigga with the jaw. Yeah, that nigga. And then he's been talking about it too. Like he's made it his thing. Like, yeah, how I did this, that, and a third. Like,
so I'm trying to understand.
And he got caught because he requested $1 million and they gave it to him.
Mm.
But they found out that he was using the money for personal reasons and not business, right?
Mm.
And obviously, as being an African American male in the country, I'm all for trying to get over on the system. Yeah.
But this
my thing is, they're actually locking people up over this. And you're giving these people your information about where you live.
Yeah.
It's not going to be hard to find you.
No, we see. Bro, I just went to this link. I saw people's address.
What if this was somebody's job to just see if you actually did that?
It is people's jobs to just do that.
I know that.
To just literally check.
You don't even need a private investigator to do this either.
You just need Instagram.
Yeah. You just need Instagram.
Like,
and to just be around the way.
You ain't been traveling. Why are you traveling so much this year?
Like, where's the link in your bio?
Yeah,
where's the business?
I ain't
link?
Seen you sell one extension in months.
I'm telling you, ain't,
you been to you Miami three times.
Bitch, you
baby?
Ain't saying near eyelash.
Listen, bro.
No lip balms.
That shit is scary.
Ain't sell
bro.
No chocolate dipped strawberries.
Listen, bro, I'm scared for him. But that's like the fucking what's it called shit about to go off too. The what? IML. Right,
yo, yeah, Hafiz. Shout out to Hafiz. Hafiz,
we're gonna talk to him again. We'll bring him back for this, but
we're actually gonna bring Hafiz back.
But yeah,
to talk about this, but pretty much what he said about the Forex is that the IRS is finally coming after these people.
I'm telling you, I think the IRS is waiting. Like it's gonna be the biggest RICO.
There's
ever,
nothing
bro.
Funny like, when the IRS catches niggas doing wrong.
Oh my god, and they catch niggas, bro.
It's delicious.
If Wesley Snipes and Ron Isley can go to jail because of the IRS,
what the fuck,
nigga? You can.
You
too.
Are going. You are going.
Come on.
They
now.
Got Blade.
Blade.
They got the IRS. Got Blade and Mr. Big.
Mr. Big. Bro.
You are going to jail, Teron.
Yeah, I'm telling you. I think the IRS was just kind of waiting and sitting on this. For these people to get their bread,
Well, Hafiz said two things to
it. They just waiting for you to blow it dumb, like stupidly, mm-hmm. so they can catch you blowing it. And mm-hmm. then as soon as you blow it all, boop.
Yeah.
But two things. Hafiz said that, one, the IRS is coming. He's finally coming after these people, and they don't know what to do. Two, he said that a lot of people are losing money because they're not able to get recruited. Because
people are quitting, right?
Yeah, people are quitting for it.
Money in debt.
Good. And, oh, I think I seen one thing on TikTok where the dude is like trying to manipulate people. Like, yo, if you're not about this business, then get up out of here. Like they're not recruiting people so that he can get more money. Mm-hmm. So he's like, he's trying to, like, you know how manipulators and abusers do.
Like,
trying to flip it down on them, like, yeah. Like, yo, you not really about this. I'm like, no, nigga, I'm not about you.
Yeah.
But I like that this whole thing is crashing down. It's delicious. I like that.
Yeah, I like it too. I mean,
like with scamming niggas fail.
Yeah, that's what they. That's and it's scamming.
And it's funny because this girl that I follow, I'll show you her Instagram. She was like one of the main people that I saw on Instagram that was like trying to belittle people for not joining, like. Y'all scared to go to, I mean, y'all going to work, blah, blah, blah. Y'all work 9 to 5.
Yeah, bitch, that. You're going to jail.
Tell me why she just posted today. Is there anybody's jobs hiring?
I love it.
I would have had a fucking field day.
I'd have sent her a link to Forex. I'd have sent her.
Wait, I would have been like, yo, join my team.
Nah, literally.
I'm like, why aren't you trading?
Why work?
Why aren't you trading?
Yeah, right. Why does your mom still have a job? Man, how you going to go to your 9 to 5 and your mom still got 9 to 5?
That's crazy.
They really love saying that shit. Like, niggas are disrespectful. But we say all that to say.
Stop. Like, why do I don't do fuck that? With because the IRS, we bro. Both adults that need to work, stupid bitch.
Don't fuck with the IRS, bro. They will catch you. You stupid bitch.
Why are you working in your parents? Because we're both adults.
It's about to be
dumbass.
The same thing as that when Wake Up Now disappeared. Remember how niggas, like,
everybody from Wake Up Now does Forex?
They all started doing Forex. It was not a secret. Like, it's going to fade away the same. Yeah.
It's so, delicious.
Don't do Forex and don't get a PPP loan if you don't have a business.
Mm-hmm.
Please don't.
Speaking of PPP.
I'm going to call one of them niggas.
Speaking of PPPs, Nick Cannon.
Oh, my God.
Needs to figure That's out where he needs to stop called. Sticking his
nah,
PPP.
Yeah. Nick Cannon, yo.
That's the name of the episode, Nick Cannon's PPP.
Yeah. That shit's not cool, bro. Like,
so how many kids does he have now? Can somebody like tell me how many kids he actually has now?
He's about to give birth to
Don't worry,
seventh.
Lamont. We will fact check this.
He's
Don't
about
worry.
To give birth to a seventh, and it'll be four
for
in 6 months.
There's four cooking right now, right?
All
right,
yes. So Nick Cannon has four six child, six seventh months. Seventh child on the way, on the way as model shares Father's Day post.
Right.
So and he just had twins and he's having twins again, right?
No,
so he just had twins and he has another one on the way.
That's what I'm saying.
So it's twins and two solos, three baby mamas.
Yeah. Wait, three baby mamas?
Like three, like in the last 6 months, there's a set of twins and two individual children separately. So that's three baby mamas.
Wow.
Plus his.
So he's gotten three pregnant women pregnant within the midst of the past six months.
Right. One of them has twins.
Wow.
The other two just have.
I didn't realize it was two different ones. I thought it was two sets of twins.
No.
So it's three.
That's way worse.
And then it's his original.
Three baby.
So he has three with Mariah, right?
Yeah.
And now he has three on the way with.
That's two with Mariah.
I'm sorry.
Twins.
Two twins with Mariah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So then he has another one somewhere else.
That's crazy.
So you got two with Mariah, one with somewhere else, and then
three baby mamas, four babies on the way.
God damn. So in total he has five baby mamas.
Yeah.
Or either four or five. I don't know where
four or five.
I don't know
where it's four, though. I think it's four. That's not cool, bro. Like, that's
weird,
actually.
And why is he doing this? He said he's preserving his legacy?
They said something about, I don't know how true this is. The tweet that I saw was, apparently doctors told him he doesn't know how much longer he's going to be living. Or I don't know if he's just not gonna live long. Like,
no, I listened to an interview with him, and he was saying that I almost died 2 days ago.
Yeah,
because of obviously lupus, but the lupus was causing him to get blood clots.
Yeah, he has blood clots.
And he was like, the doctors weren't sure if he's gonna pull through.
Yeah,
but obviously he did, and he's like. But that situation, he's been through that four times already.
But that doesn't mean keep having fucking kids. Because now you're going to have kids that, if you think you're not going to live long, you're going to have kids whose dad died. Like, you see the disconnect?
This
that doesn't make sense.
This
does not make sense.
Every time time I think I'm doing good, then I gotta go back to the fucking hospital and it's like, I almost died this time, blood, the blood clots and shit. I don't fear it. I welcome it. I got to a space now where it's like, that's just, it's probably gonna happen. I'm probably gonna die.
Wow. I didn't know his health was that
I didn't
bad.
Think he was yeah, that no, morbid.
That's why he
the
wears...
rest of that quote was kind of crazy. It's like,
yeah, no, because I watched the full thing.
I'm probably going to die sooner than most people. I mean, that's what the doctor said. But I'm living like, fuck, I might die in the morning, so let's fuck all night. So why would I wear condoms? I might not be here tomorrow.
What? I mean, I get it, but at the same time, bro, like, nah.
This is where I'm conflicted. It's weird behavior. It is. But I feel like
hey, bro, why is that your thrill, nigga? Go skydiving.
Yeah.
Go to Mount Everest. Stop getting these bitches pregnant.
Well, they obviously are like
you can pull out.
He's getting coworkers pregnant.
They're obviously
yeah, they're like half these girls is wild mouth girls.
If you really want to donate to charity, you can just do that without.
Like, I thought that was a joke that they would make that the wild out girls is fucking.
No, they're really fucking them.
No, they're really fucking Nick Cannon. Shout out to Nick Cannon for fucking them.
But
you can pull out though, bro.
Yeah, like that sounds like he's thrill seeking.
I think it takes a lot more to raise a child than money. Because we see a lot of kids who
it does
grew
take
up
a lot
money
more than money.
It does
fucked up.
Yeah, it does. And no, I feel like
you know what you need as a parent to give your kid that money can't buy? Attention.
Yes,
that's all you need.
Like imagine being one of Nick Cannon's children, and you hear this quote years from now, and you're just like, damn, he really had no intentions on actually raising me. Yeah, this money is cool, but he was never gonna be here. That's crazy.
Nigga, go
NASCAR race. Go do something if you really have the thrill seek. If fucking without a condom is your intent, is thrill seeking for you?
No, like, what are you but doing? I understand. I don't understand. This is where I'm at with it.
I don't understand.
Like,
I do not agree with anything.
I'm coming from the point where I'm seeing him. He's getting bashed on Twitter really hard.
As he should be.
I just feel like, yes, he's having a lot of kids, and it's not normal. But I feel like he has the means to take care of these children.
Which is financially.
Financially. And it's not perfect. It's not. But I feel like it's much better than all these people who just have kids and they're in shitty situations. I think of that. Where I think of there's people out there, women and dudes out there, six baby mamas. Don't see them. Don't
that
pay for
make
them.
That doesn't make it not idiotic.
That, yeah, that doesn't.
No, I think it's idiotic.
It's not
but I just feel like
okay.
I don't
see
think
what you're saying. Like,
I
yeah,
don't think
gonna,
he's as bad as these motherfuckers.
Yeah, those his kids are going to be better because
I think those kids are going to be good at the end of the day.
Yeah, it sounds like these are like planned shit with planned women who know the situation, who know that he's out here having babies with other people. So like, what the fuck's the matter?
It's just
like,
weird.
Like if I make a plan with the three women that I'm gonna have children with all three of you at the same time. We're all knowing. I'm not gonna hide it. I'm not being
a philanderous nigga.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like I want my legacy. I want my kids. I want my lineage to live on. So I'm gonna have these fucking kids. And like I'm not.
He's about to have four kids all the same age.
Yeah, like I'm not doing it any like.
And then
I feel like if he can take care of those kids to the best of his ability, which I think he can, because he does, he's not working like that. Yeah. He can spend time with these children.
Yeah. To me, it's more so about the kids, though, man. Like
It's always about the kids.
Yeah, I don't care. Like, if you want to do that, all right, cool. In that aspect, if you want to just go out here and fuck women and do whatever you want, cool. But at the end of the day, you're having kids, bro.
I feel like he's not just doing it just to do it. I feel like he has intentions on taking care of these children. Like, I've never got the impression that Nick Cannon is a deadbeat.
I don't think he's going to be a deadbeat, but he's also not. If his thing is he's not going to be alive long, so he's just fucking and having kids.
That's
he's not even the one.
That's what we need to assess.
That's actually very selfish too, because you're not having the kids.
No. Nah.
These women are putting their lives at risk. They can die.
But like, if it's something that we talk about beforehand. Like, you know, it's discussed, it's agreed upon.
We know you're going to be financially taken care of with the kid. Like, you never have to want for these kids. Like,
no, but again, these women can die.
Yeah, but like, that's a discussion. They have. I don't think he's out here just saying,
I mean, the women can die.
Women, not saying that they do, but they can look at it as like a meal ticket.
I don't think he's out here impregnating these women like without their knowledge. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, not saying without their knowledge, but even so, like,
it's not like he's out here poking holes in condoms. Yeah, no,
like,
and
they all, like, if you're agreed to it and they're down with it, who the fuck are we to tell you not to have a child?
I just feel like it's stupid, it's idiotic, it's not smart and wise. But I just feel like I'm not ready to bash this man who's in a position to take care of these kids and is willing to do that. Then when we live in a world where this happens every day with niggas who have mad kids, don't stop having kids, and have no intention of taking care of them,
but
being there,
you know what,
or financially, or like regular parenting style.
And that's fine. But you know what? This doesn't really help the case, because now niggas gonna be like, yo, if he doing it, I'm gonna just keep on doing it too.
Yeah, but that logic is flawed, because he's paying the cost
to be the boss.
The ball. You can do that when you have money.
That's the thing. But a lot of people try to live like they got money and they don't.
Well, I got a PPP loan. I don't worry about shit.
I'm PPP'd up.
Yeah, I'm exactly. PPP'd up. But
we got
100. That's the disconnect there. But
17 racks, I'm good.
Yeah. I have $17,000. I'm good for the rest of my life.
Literally. Nigga, I have two more kids. I'm gonna give them two more addresses.
Oh my god.
Well, these niggas is dumb. Niggas is so stupid. Niggas about to throw their life away for 15 racks.
Now, you know, we got to look up the... Q, can you look up the... Is your phone charged? Can you look up... Can we find how long you can go to jail for that?
Yeah, I think...
I saw 155... No.
The most I saw...
Months, I think.
The most I saw so far was 5 years. That was the most.
Yeah, 57 months, I think, was.
That's about 5 years.
Because you're defrauding the government at that point.
Yeah.
Once you're stealing from the government, they don't play.
But I feel like if you have no priors, I think they might just be like on some probation.
Well, like I said, I was talking to a probation officer. She came in, and we were talking about the PPP loan. And she said she had mentioned it to some of her parolees, and the way they responded was like they had did it. Yeah. So she was like, I'm not doubting. I don't know how many parolees she had, but she was like, I know some of them have done this shit just from the way that they responded to me. They did it.
How people need the money?
It's like 5 years.
People need, you know, that doesn't mean you scam the government.
Get on unemployment.
We all need money.
Get on unemployment.
Yeah, you're better. Get unemployment was the best scam.
Get on unemployment.
That's the best scam right there.
I don't think that's a scam.
Unemployment?
Yeah, oh, people were scamming it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, the system is
broken. I'm saying that's a legal scam. It's not really a scam. You know what I'm saying?
No, like, people are scamming.
It's like Floyd Mayweather fighting one of the Paul brothers scam. It wasn't illegal, but it was stealing. But
all right, yeah, so the charges, it's up to 5 years in federal prison and fees. So, but the fees.
Yeah, I heard the fine is like $5 million or something. Yeah, crazy
the
shit like
fee,
that.
The fines really would get you.
Yeah. Paying that fine for the rest of your life.
Garnish all your wages, bitch.
Literally.
Nah, because the fine is like upward of $1 million. Yeah.
You're never going to have a check, full check ever again until you die.
Yeah. Do you know anybody that ever got their wages garnished?
Not
yeah, child support.
Yeah, but I said it was doing not. Like, somebody said that about child support.
Yeah, they.
Yeah, I know somebody. I'm not gonna put his title out and like what he like means to me, but he was like child support was killing him so bad that he's a construction worker, so he's getting money. His checks were $12 for like
yeah. I know somebody
for
child support
for a minute.
They'll take your check. They'll take your tax returns. I know
they take everything.
I know niggas that got their stimulus check took because of it.
Yep.
They take all that.
And look. My dad's coworker said he hit in Vegas, and you know when you hit over a certain amount, you have to
10 racks,
you have to give them your social security number for like tax purposes. So he said he did it. Tell them why they called this nigga back to the cage, and they were like, yeah, we just got like a notification that you owe XYZ on child support, so they're gonna garnish your winnings.
You know what? That was a blessing in disguise, probably. Because now you got that off your back. Congratulations. No,
yeah, I mean, if you get know,
like, in the heat of the moment, you're probably
but,
like, what the fuck? Fuck that
but,
bitch.
On some other shit, if you owe that much money in child support, you shouldn't even be on vacation.
You're a bozo.
You a different god of
you
bull.
A fucking bozo. Yeah,
you was a brave soul anyway.
You was a fucking bozo.
If you're a deadbeat dad, you can't trust that person. Because if you're not going to take care of something that came from
Speaking of deadbeat dads and PPP loans, did you see what happened with Ace Hood?
I did.
Oh, yo.
That kind of go hand in hand. Yeah. I'm just doing the Crip handshake. Yo, so.
For wait, life or shit.
Hold on. I'm just trying to. So basically,
this
Ace.
Responded, right?
Yeah. So Ace Hood had a
video on Father's Day.
Yeah. Ace Hood's baby mom made a video on Father's Day. Basically, this nigga, he got a PPP loan. and she was calling him broke, and she went on Instagram Live.
It started before that, Elsie.
Yeah. What happened before that?
So on Father's Day, he made a video saying that his baby mother wouldn't allow him to see his two kids, and that she's being petty and she's just jealous because his life turned out to be XYZ, blah, blah, blah. And then she then responded, "What do I have to be jealous of? You owe me $95,000.
And it went on from here.
Yeah, and it went on from there.
$2,500 to his name, y'all. So I'm like, huh? So we reported it. So
sound
now
like
he
a
has
bird.
To pay me what he owes me, and he's mad.
Careful, y'all stick
out. I let you go 2 years without doing anything. So, what are you talking about? Make sense. At the end of the day, I wanted to come on here, and y'all can look up the PPP loan. Y'all know it's public records. Ace Hood Touring, go look it up. He got 144K. I'm trying to figure out how he got that much, and he don't got no employees.
Also, by the way, she has a face tat, so he was doing from the start.
Also,
I just knew that shit was public because of her video.
No, nah, it was before that.
If you snitch on the man that's supposed to give you money,
how are you gonna? You're
not
getting not that money.
That's not gonna help you get your money.
Yeah.
If you have legal claim to it, it might.
That's up for debate.
And again, and you don't need employees to get the loan, but you do have to have a business.
And Ace Hood can easily make up a business. With his research.
She said it was under Ace Hood Touring.
Yeah, but
that's what he put on.
But like Harv told us today, there are business requirements. Like the business has to be like at least
you gotta have 20 employees, something like that. You gotta
for certain tiers of money you get, right? So like for the PPP loan period, I think the business has to be like 3 years old at least. And then you have to show that I think you have to show proof of lost wages due to COVID.
Yeah.
And then
But I feel like Ace Hood can easily do that. Like, if it's under something like Ace Hood Touring, all the people that he pays to take him on tour, things of that nature, he can easily, like, cover that and, like show and prove things. You know what I'm saying?
But you also, again, you can't use that money for personal shit.
She didn't say he was using it for personal shit. She was just saying she didn't get it. But she was also shit like, this nigga owe me money. But I know he got some money because he got a PPP loan.
Yeah, but that him paying off the child support shit is personal.
Yeah.
Because that's what you owe. The PPP loan is for business-related things.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, this is the whole thing. It's like, I don't know where she's going from here.
But again, she has a face tat, so
and
there's
she's
that.
Stupid. Yeah, she's, you know, she's also a woman, so fucking dumb. So
didn't say that.
I said it. Right. She's a uterus. It makes her a fucking moron.
Nice.
Nice. Oof. Anyway.
Isn't that the qualification? Stupidity? A vagina?
This doesn't stop right there.
Yeah. Coochie. Coochie equals stupid, right? All right. Just making sure the math is still right.
The math is math.
Coochie equals dumb.
Sabrina.
What the fuck? But yeah, Nick Cannon.
Nasty, yeah.
Yeah. It's bad.
I don't think it's nasty. You just got to move a little better.
You know what? Move a little better. It's not the worst shit. They're like, I've seen him getting bashed on Twitter. Like, he's some disgusting, deadbeat nigga. But I'm like, bro, I feel like he's going to take care of these kids.
While he's here.
Kenan, what do you think of this? I would love to know your opinion on this.
If you got the money, skeet.
And let him beat.
Well, you know, I personally think that it's kind of selfish just, because, you know, like he's thinking of himself at that moment.
Mm.
Because if he does die, then it's
a bunch of women and a bunch of kids.
Exactly. A bunch of women, a bunch of kids.
Not it ain't yet. Funny, but it is.
And money. A bunch of money.
They got money. But if you ask a lot of these kids, would you rather have your father around or some money?
They're going to say their father.
Yeah.
Depends on who the father is.
But a lot of people, but even kids who never really had a father, or their father was, you know, a deadbeat, they would probably say, like, yo, I just want my dad.
Yeah,
like,
I just want my dad, man.
Okay, but if he lives 15 years.
Yeah, that's what we all
know. That's what we're betting happens. I hope that happens.
Yeah, I think when he's talking about this.
Yeah, I hope it's not a short term.
I think he's, when he said that statement, I didn't hear the whole statement.
Mm.
I think he said, I'm going to die sooner than most people think.
Okay.
Now, that could mean, instead of people thinking I'm going to die at 70, I'm probably going to die at 55.
Okay.
Okay. And considering the fact that Nick Cannon, I'm assuming like we're
he's probably 20, what, 30. He might be close to 40.
If he's, not, probably
close
to 40. He's probably 40 now.
Yeah.
So if he lives another 15 years, right? I'm sorry, my mic went down. So he, motherfucker.
He's 40. He's 40.
So he's okay. 40 on the dot, right?
Yeah.
If he lives another 15 years, yeah. And you've taken care of your kids in 15 years and you die, what's the harm going on here?
You got a 15-year-old without the father.
Yeah, but like.
But like you. An
important part. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's an important
part. But we can't. There's kids being born.
Like, we but can't. All I'm saying, if you want to thrill seek, do something else.
No, it ain't nothing better than a nut, baby. No,
he clearly wants to have kids.
Nigga, yeah.
That's no, what I'm he's not. He's having planned babies with planned women.
Nigga, go plan a vacation, nigga. With them. Go plan something else.
I planned to skeet.
He wants kids and he's having kids. What the fuck?
They have the whole Ronald McDonald medical facility.
All I'm saying is like, this is better than that's what's the norm that's going on in this world.
Did you see the names of his kids though?
Okay. This is where he might lose me.
The kid in all right. So from this year, the set of twins he had with DJ Abby De La Rosa, right? The twins' names are Zion Mixzillion and Zillionaire.
Zillionaire?
You know what?
Mixolo. I can't even say that.
Did you say Zillionaire like a gazillion?
Zillion and an heir.
All right, yeah. So Nick Cannon doesn't need to reproduce.
Zillionaire
I'm sorry.
Cannon.
I take back everything
and
I just said.
Zion Mixzillion. I can't even say that child's name. Look at y'all look it up. Yeah. Zion. Huh?
I don't mind Zion.
Zion is fine.
It's the middle name. It's the whole name.
McZillionaire is different.
I don't mind Zion.
It's Zillion, like Z-I-L-L-I-O-N.
Space. And then the middle name is Heir.
Heir. H-E-I-R.
Like Heir to the Throne.
Zillionaire Cannon.
Zion Mixzillion.
Oh, yeah. Hell no.
Mixzillion?
One of these motherfuckers' names is Powerful Queen Cannon.
Oh, yeah, Powerful Queen, yeah.
Oh, that. My God.
Yeah, Powerful Queen Cannon.
Moroccan Scott Cannon. Golden Cannon.
These kids sound like...
Zillion Air
These kids
Cannon.
Sound Nigerian to me. Powerful Queen Cannon is very Nigerian.
Zion Mixolydian.
Mixolydian. Is Mixolydian a word?
Monroe Cannon. Nah, Powerful Queen Cannon is fucking disgusting.
Yeah.
You should never reproduce again. I'm going to call her Pow Pow. Nasty. Powerful Queen Cannon.
I think Mixolydian mode. It's not, it has something to do with music. That's
weird. You got named after his trash ass music? That name should be like Nicolette. Your pops don't like me. Yeah, Cannon.
Like,
I really don't like this dude. I can't stand him. Where did it come from? Tell me.
That's a Nick Cannon song.
You don't know that song? Oh man, we about
wait.
To, I really I don't I like know. This dude.
Wait, that sounds familiar.
That used to come on the breaks of Nickelodeon. Your pops don't like me.
What? I don't know any Nick Cannon is on.
Here we go.
What's the name of this?
Your pops don't like me.
She was a tall, slim model chick I met last week at the mall. I do not remember this.
You don't remember this?
Nah. Corey, you remember this? I don't remember this.
You gotta wait till we get to the chorus. Yeah, the flute. And take cops, flip flops, and dress socks. Ran game when he came with the questions. Boy, you were young and how you going for the Lexus? Sorry, Mr. Jackson, but I sell records. Nah, once again, I ain't got a jail. I'm sorry, I gotta listen to this. I'm not. You ain't used to the rapper, actor, comedian, slash producer. I really
don't like this dude. I can't stand him. Where did it come from? Wow. I really don't like this dude. No. I won't zoom.
That's a great
That
song.
Wasn't really Nate Dogg, right?
No, I don't know
they
who
had a
big
ass Nate Dogg?
Nah. Who they had in the video was G. Anthony Brown.
What in
the dude who played the other band director from Drumline?
Morris Brown?
Morris Brown.
Wow, hilarious.
Your pops don't like me. The rapper, actor, comedian, slash producer.
That nigga is embarrassing.
That nigga love him a check, boy.
He's one of the corniest niggas ever.
Yeah, he is. Like, yeah. Who's cornier? Nick Cannon or Tay Diggs?
Oh, Tay Diggs.
Tay Diggs.
I don't think it's close.
Yeah, you know he was in like a rock song?
A rock song?
Yeah. What?
Nicolette played it for me yesterday. Yeah.
Was it like a rock? Like he sung rock?
He has a part in it, yes.
Oh, my God.
He's corny.
All right. So
you know who else is corny? RG3. Do you see what he posted on Twitter?
No, he's just a corn.
He's a
brother.
Fucking weird. Dweeb. He's weird. He's a dweeb. This is what I think. All right. If you have the illness, right, and you date white women.
I'm about to say, you even have to say.
If you got the illness.
You know what the illness is.
Don't justify your illness.
Yeah.
Okay? By trying to prove to us.
Just be sick.
Just be sick. Like,
you don't have to remind us.
You don't got to remind us of your sickness. We see it in your fade. We see it in your fade, RG3. You are sick. You need help. But you keep tweeting shit. It's like,
that shit keeps
reminding us that you sick.
That shit was weird as fuck, bro.
That nigga said, well, come on, bro, but you're white. And then proceed.
And then, like, it was like a white girl, like, deadlifting.
Show a video of this Mayo maiden doing terrible squats.
Yeah, her little cheeks.
With terrible back form.
And then this nigga's like, yeah, her form was trash. And then this nigga's like, fucking doing curls or something.
Like, he can't resist having eyes on that fucking milk of magnesia. And he just can't control himself.
It just didn't.
And he's like, the butts all out trying to assess, like, well, my wife is white, but she got booty like a. Like, nigga. Be sick on your own.
Yeah, on your own time. Don't force it.
Don't put your sickness out on the internet. What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
Stay there with your fucking spoon, hot spoon cut feed. Fucking RG3, man. It's all right.
It's all right.
We just didn't need that, though.
It's a lot. Like, we just didn't need to see that at all.
And I don't even know what he was, like, trying to get at.
Because he's trying to convince himself and his ancestors that he's not a disgrace.
Damn it.
But.
What else do we
I digress.
What else do we had? Didn't you say you had, like, a real, like, a. You had...
All right, so if y'all want to do quick conspiracy theories, I know that's been a favorite. I got one.
Yeah, people, y'all really like when we talk about conspiracy theories.
I got one.
I like talking about it, too.
I got one.
You got one, Elsie?
Nah, I'll look it up.
Somebody
DM'd us some, though. I'll look them up on there.
Ooh, I got one, Q.
Nah.
So just me and Mike today?
Yeah, y'all got this one.
All right,
go ahead, Mike.
All
right, bet.
Keenan, volume, please.
So, guys, you guys ever wonder why in America there's so much cheese and products and, like, cheese and, like, our food products, snacks, fast food, different things of that nature?
Because Wisconsin's full of cows.
Huh?
Okay.
Wisconsin's like the cheese capital. It's all the cows are in Wisconsin, but never mind.
Don't break my. Shut up.
You asked the fucking
question.
Shut up,
Polynesian sauce. Shut your hock ass up. I'm trying to tell a story. So, it all starts from back in the Great Depression, right? The dairy industry was tanking. Like, it was going bad. It was going down.
Yeah.
Like, we had an over surplus of milk and cheese, especially cheese.
Yeah.
We had this over surplus in cheese, right? So what happens is, like most industries, the government bailed them out.
Mm-hmm.
And the dairy industries, they were producing too much cheese that they couldn't sell. So it was like a surplus of cheese. So the government said, you know what? We're going to bail you out. We're going to buy all your cheese. We're just going to buy all your cheese. And they just kept buying the cheese. Like they just kept buying it. Until they found out, like, oh, we have so much cheese and we can't get rid of it. What are we going to do with all this fucking cheese? Oh, somebody had a great idea of, we're going to store this cheese in caves in Missouri.
What?
Yes. There are in Missouri, there are things called cheese caves where there are caves in Missouri where they just, you can look it up right now. It's just a bunch of cheese just storing and aging in these caves. Now.
And this is a, that's a real, that's a fact.
And right now in America, cheese caves exist. It's just caves meant for the sole purpose of storage of cheese. Now, it gotten so much that the overproduction and over, like, government buying this cheese, we've had about, we ended up with about, I want to say, over, like, between $1 and $4 billion worth of cheese in these caves.
Wow.
It now. Really,
it, this is a real thing.
Because there's so much cheese, and we had it wasn't enough space to get them, they started, the government started getting giving the cheese away, so which is cheese. Why you have government cheese. That's where government cheese come from. Also, in an effort to get rid of this cheese, the government pays fast food restaurants mm-hmm. to create products
that include
cheese. That's why you have shit like the fucking stuffed crust pizza. That's why you have shit like mozzarella sticks, loaded potato skins, the more like cheese puff Cheetos, anything that includes cheese in the snack, fast food industry, they get paid a check from the government to advertise and create products that have cheese so they can move this fucking cheese that we're overloaded on. Also, they do the same thing with milk.
Wow.
So that's why they advertise the hell out of cereal so we can move the milk, because we have an oversaturation of dairy in the dairy industry. And now everybody knows how cow milk is not the greatest for you, but they pump it so hard in America because we need to pump it mm-hmm. because we have an oversaturation in the dairy market. So that's why we have so much cheese.
How'd you get on this one?
TikTok.
Wow.
Okay.
They told you all that in a minute?
TikTok.
TikTok videos can go longer than a minute now.
Three minutes is the max.
Yeah, or you can do multiple parts.
I have one. I'm going to find another one. I don't have as much information on it, but this one just kind of shook me. The lottery, is an institution designed to catch time travelers.
Yo, what the fuck?
What?
The lottery.
Is that something somebody sent you?
Yeah, I just found this. The lottery is an institution designed to catch time travelers.
Explain.
Like, basically, so they're saying, like...
I know, but how do they do that?
Oh, if you win the lottery, that means you went back in time because you knew the numbers. That's what they're trying to say. So they caught your ass.
Because apparently it's not likely that you get it right.
Yeah.
Like, it's very unlikely. Like, obviously, like, you if you get the numbers right, you win
because
money.
After the lottery comes out, they show the numbers on TV. Everybody sees it. So I guess they try to, like, use those numbers and, like, bro.
Because you got to think, that's a multi-million dollar industry. If people were actually winning, they wouldn't. Yeah, I'm saying.
Billions.
Yeah, I'm saying, if people were actually winning, they wouldn't do it.
And also, people are saying...
casino stuff.
Yeah. People were questioned about it because where did lottery winners go?
Florida.
They go broke and they die.
Not all of them.
No, you should watch this. Like, a lot of people who win the lottery, they don't live well after.
Well, because a lot of people have become instant millionaires. Most people who come instant millionaires don't do well.
Yeah.
But also, that's the thing. They're wondering, like, yo, where do these people go?
A lot of them burn out, man. A lot of them burn out, man.
Is the lottery a scam to catch time travelers? That's a good one. I really do think that is a good one.
I saw this one where they said that mountains are actually tree stumps.
Yo, that shit.
What?
Crazy.
Yes.
Crazy.
That one. Y'all believe that bullshit? No, it's dumb. I looked at it. I was like, this shit
can
is
remedial. Can you imagine
this shit
how
is remedial.
Big that fucking tree would be?
So you got to put more context to it.
It's stupid. No matter how much context you put that shit.
Bro,
it's fucking stupid.
What?
Context to it.
Go ahead. Do it. Go ahead.
No, never mind.
Okay. Go ahead. Keep going. Q, go ahead.
Oh my god.
Q, don't be all
since you know every fucking thing.
Since you know everything.
Since you got your degree.
This nigga's talking.
Since you know every
fucking
thing.
Your fucking degree. His Bible tag gonna start glowing or something.
I try to get you on the secret.
I try to get you on the secret.
Go ahead, Q, for it. Go ahead. Q, go ahead. What?
Like, you saw it on TikTok, I'm guessing, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So the context to it was that. What was the book? There's a book in the Bible about somebody reaching the sky, reaching the heavens.
Yes.
You should know this.
Yeah, you're a Christian.
There's a book in the Bible. Like, what you mean by the Tower of Babel?
I don't know. But basically, it's like everybody, like everything was once bigger, right? So like they're talking about dinosaurs and fucking dragons, all types of shit.
Because there's more oxygen in the air and things were bigger.
Things, right?
Right, right.
So they're like, the base of a tree looks a much smaller scale, like the base of a mountain. And you look like, and they were talking about a book in the Bible that talks about someone reaching the reaching the heavens through the sky. And they were like, well, they reached heaven through this fucking tree that was up in the air. But now trees have rotted and come down. And that's why you have these big ass mountains that look like tree stumps.
Okay.
So, like, when everything in the world was a lot bigger than what it is now, and you're looking at me like, how the fuck do you think that? But imagine if you were the size of an ant looking at us, you'd be like, what the fuck is that? So now imagine that size difference from us to something else. You can't think of it because you don't see it.
I understand that.
Keen, look at me like I'm fucking got
18 No,
heads.
No.
all of it's fucking stupid, but it's all fucking possibility.
This is the problem I have with that. Trees are clearly made of one substance.
Yeah, but imagine...
And mountains are made of another substance.
But imagine a 500,000-year-old tree. We have no idea what the fuck it looks like. It might look like a fucking mountain. It might be.
But the thing is, wouldn't you be able to carbon date or something like that? You would be able to do some type of carbon dating on mountains if it was really came from the same material as a tree.
Can you carbon date 500,000 years? I don't fucking know.
That's how we estimate how old things are through carbon dating.
That's what I'm saying.
So if you were able to carbon...
Can you estimate 500,000 years?
Yeah.
I don't know.
When people are able to estimate millions of years, then I would assume...
Well, and most of that shit, people say are bullshit. Most people don't believe that dinosaurs existed.
Yeah. But, I mean, you could see the things.
They say it's all fucking made up.
Them niggas are dumb.
But see how quick you can say they're dumb? Tell people, you know what I'm saying?
But it's not... It's dumb because... It's right there. You see people dig it up. Like, it's not...
They say all dinosaur fossils are fake.
That's... Oof. And I've heard that one.
And they've said that dinosaur recreations, dinosaurs didn't look anything like that.
The way we assume they look, probably not. But the skeletal remains the same. Is that... I've saw that theory where it's like, we don't think dinosaurs look like the way we think they do, which is probably... Very that accurate. Could right. That could be true. But the skeleton, the framework is still the framework.
They're still way
the
bigger
shit
than
you put on top of the framework could be anything. They could be blurpling with bleak blurks coming out of them. But the skeleton still remains the same.
Yo, speaking you of that, you saw that fucking subway shit?
What? Yeah, it was a black and mild in the subway.
Oh, yeah, they were like, we don't know what the tuna is. Oh, yeah, they didn't know what... Yeah, I'm going to get to that because that's part of my conspiracy.
Yeah, so apparently it's the tuna that is used at Subway. They can't identify what exactly it is.
Oh, Jesus, Lord. Yeah.
Yo, Kid's face the best. That's
Kid's look has the face of a man that's ate a lot of Subway tuna.
A lot of
Subway tuna sandwiches.
It's like, what?
I think I had a Subway tuna sandwich this morning.
Yeah.
For lunch.
Oh, apparently they cannot identify what it is.
He said we can't identify the species. The species.
These niggas is out here eating bleep blorps and fucking Klingon meat.
Them niggas is eating little Cambodian babies.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Y'all see the McAfee guy died?
Who? Yeah, he committed suicide.
Who's that?
He started...
You know the malware system, the antivirus?
Yeah.
That the head of that, McAfee?
Oh, because he's a fucking scammer.
No, he wasn't trying to pay the IRS. He was trying to pay taxes.
So he was $4 million behind taxes. He probably makes $4 million.
Well, yeah, people paying for some shit that didn't work anyway.
Well, when you have that much money, you don't handle your money.
I know, but he was like hiding out,
Spain.
Spain. For $4 million? That sounds a little suspicious.
Well, no. So
it does sound suspicious because, but
I'm sure you had more money than
that. As far as I thought, there was no extradition in Spain.
So whatever reason, they were going to extradite him.
Yeah, I didn't. I thought that Spain had a there's like a treaty where they don't
extradite.
Yeah, but they don't do that.
They don't have any extradite.
Because I'm pretty sure he went to Spain for a reason.
Yeah, you would think somebody of that stature does, right?
Yeah.
But there was this thing that whenever he first got in, he had a statement that was like, "I would not kill myself, and if I die, just know I didn't do it myself."
Oh, he said that?
Yeah, because today they found him. He hung himself in his cell.
Yeah. So today.
Oh, he was in jail in Spain. Okay, he was in jail there. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, he didn't kill himself.
Because $4 million for a nigga that owns McAfee.
Yeah.
His letter. Nah, he can just write a check. He can just write a check.
You can handle that quickly. Yeah. You can do one update of McAfee and you'd be $4 billion. So why the fuck would you kill yourself over $4 million? You
know? And they said that if he only went to jail, he would only do like the most that they could penalize him was 10 years. So if he gets out in good behavior, because that's fed time, he got to do 75%. So he do seven and a half years.
Yeah, but also, why the fuck is somebody of that stature not paying tax?
Well, somebody of that stature, they don't go to jail.
Well, anymore. He should have found a loophole like all the other rich. That's motherfuckers. What I'm
saying. And no,
like,
people of that stature don't really go to jail.
Something that like is literally like mandatory in the fucking world right now.
All right, so I got my conspiracy theory.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you know, with everything going on with global warming because of humans and how we're impacting the Earth, that we receive storms that are supposed to be like once every 100 years, once every 200 years, which an example is Hurricane Sandy. Mm-hmm. We weren't supposed to get Hurricane Sandy for another 100 years because obviously things that we're doing...
I'm trying to say like got sped up, right?
Yeah, things that we're doing to the Earth. Obviously, none of these things are good, right? So have you guys seen Seaspiracy on Netflix?
Heard of it, haven't seen it yet.
No.
Very informative. So what Seaspiracy is on Netflix, it's a documentary, and it talks about the environmental impact of the fishing, of the ocean in the industry of fish, right? So what it talks about there is the death of whales, dolphins, and sharks, right? And how important it is to the ecosystem. And whales, when they go to the surface, they push off this thing called phytoplankton, right? And what that does is it consumes carbon dioxide, right?
Carbon monoxide or dioxide?
That dioxide, right? Okay. Now, while it does that, the ocean, because of whales, it consumes 4 more times than the Amazon with all the trees, right? Because obviously we know how important trees are to the ecosystem, right? So without whales, the ocean that we need to survive wouldn't exist, right? Because without the ocean, as humans, we couldn't survive because we wouldn't be able to breathe, right? So it talks about like the ecosystem in the ocean with the whales, sharks, and everything. And obviously in the shipping industry of fish in Japan, they intentionally fish this endangered species of tuna, which is illegal, but they still do it anyway, right? And dolphins specifically eat this tuna. So what they do is they organize dolphins and kill them, take them out of the water, which is one of the things that they do. And they, so that the dolphins don't eat the tuna, and then they take the tuna so that it's more tuna, because if there's no tuna for the dolphins to eat, they can fish more of it, right? So that's one thing, right? The other thing is they're killing sharks because in Asia, especially in China, shark fin soup, which is like $100 a bowl, it's a status symbol, right? So they explain how important sharks are to the ocean because sharks are considered tier one, right? Yeah, they're the apex predator. They eat level two and so forth and so on, right? So they said if you take away, like, and he used an example, if there's no sharks, right, the sharks can't eat tier two. If so, now you have all these tier two fish being born and they eat all of tier three. Now tier two starve. So now you have one and two gone, so forth and going, so on. It goes down each tier, right? And that's just like one of the things, right?
Mm.
So with that being said, we have global warming. It's becoming like a big thing. We know that the Earth isn't what it once was, right? So obviously we've seen the movie Elysium, how all of the rich people live not on Earth, but they live in a section that's not considered Earth, but it's space, but they're not on another planet because you can see it, right? So you have all the rich people there, and in that movie in Elysium, you have all the working class and all the poor people. They're here, and in the movie, Earth just looks like one big warehouse where they just produce things, so forth and so on. It's hard to breathe. The air quality is bad here, which that could possibly happen. And I get to thinking that guess who's going to space next month? Jeff Bezos. I think that that's a way bigger deal than we're making it. I think it's not. We're not making a big enough deal out of the end of the day. She's going in July. I think it's like $2 million a seat. Don't quote me on that. But I think that rich people are preparing to leave the Earth.
Now I follow you on that.
I almost farted just now. What in the fuck?
Wow. Yo.
How are we supposed to sleep after that? You know what my theory was? My conspiracy? It was the dog suicide bridge. But I don't even want to go there now. Because, what the fuck? Yeah, apparently there's a dog suicide bridge where over 50 dogs have jumped to their death. And they think that it's haunted. And the evil spirits are so strong that the dogs can't take it. So whenever they get on the bridge, they just jump off. It's in Scotland.
Jump off a bridge
about
Scotland, too.
Somebody, one of our Scottish listeners is like, oh,
what the fuck?
What the fuck?
What the fuck?
I don't
mate.
Fucking bother
you,
nobody.
You, my favorite mate.
Fuck you.
I don't fucking bother nobody.
We didn't do nothing to you, Q.
We didn't do nothing to your Q.
They do nothing to Q, my laddie.
We're no longer lads.
You and your bagpipes and kills.
Okay, you and your bagpipes can fuck off and die.
Not the podcast.
Oh my god!
Not welcome in me home country.
But yeah, that was a lot to unpack. And rich people.
But what
leaving,
is that? Okay,
rich people leaving the
so
earth.
So you think that like the fishing industry that's just leading to the earth? Like,
well, no. So like, yeah, so like, obviously, on average in the world, they said that we kill between 11,000 and 30,000 sharks an hour.
That's nasty.
Yeah, these if watch.
But we want to make bills
and
safety.
And sharks,
yo,
literally.
This is yo. They said that tuna industry is a $42 billion industry, right? And what? And it's becoming endangered. yeah. So they said that because I took screenshots, but pretty much it was like the percentages were crazy as far as like there was like 85% of sharks are down. And obviously, sharks are very important.
Who's killing the sharks, Corey?
Huh?
Who's killing the sharks?
We're not doing that.
You almost caught me.
Humans.
Yeah, humans are.
Yeah.
Because.
What's your eyesight like?
No.
Holy shit.
Because they talk about that, right? But they also say that.
Fuck?
The most deaths of sharks and dolphins, I believe it's in France, on the coast of France.
Really?
Yes.
I thought it'd be like pasta and tomatoes over there.
But I think that you all should watch it. Because now
is he trying to say a certain group of people?
You know what he's trying to do. He's trying to go somewhere.
You don't know who's killing shark. Who the fuck eats shark fin soup?
It's part of it is that, but also part of it is humans. We eat a lot of fish. So part of it is humans. We eat a lot of fish, like tuna and stuff like that.
Yeah. Tuna's big in Japan. Shark fin soup is huge in China. It's huge in Chinatown across America.
Yeah, no, it's $100 a bowl.
Yeah.
Wait, and so Chinese people are killing the sharks?
Yes, yeah, they literally
don't you remember that episode of the episode
cut
of South
their
Park?
Fins off and throw the shark back in the ocean and let the shark die because it can't fucking swim.
Or what it causes this.
And they do the fucking thing to dogs every
It's year. Called bycatch. No, it's called bycatch. One of the other main.
I got to drive home in the dark after this?
Another main way the sharks are getting killed is called bycatch, right? Mm-hmm. So bycatch is when, let's just say I'm trying to catch something else.
Right.
But the nets are so big that they just catch
everything. Because they catch a fish and they catch a shark that's trying to hunt the fish.
Yeah, exactly. So, kill the shark. But about time that they dealt with cutting all the other fish, Shark's already fucking dead because it's been out of water so long. Yeah.
It's a fucked up industry.
It's terrible.
Yo,
that's why you have them people like him. The whale wars and shit like that because they're trying to stop those people. And y'all don't remember that episode of South Park where they had the They had the Japanese guy there, fuck you, man. Well, fuck you, dolphin.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Fuck you, whale. And fuck you, dolphin.
Yeah, I do.
They said, why can't they just like kicking chicken and cows like the rest of us?
This is high school.
Fuck you, whale. And fuck you, dolphin.
I was in this marine biology class in high school, and we had to watch this video. There's some part, I think it's Japan, and they literally like round up all these fucking dolphins.
Yep, and they use the sticks with the boat.
And kill these dolphins. They kill so many dolphins that for miles...
You see blood.
It's just blood. Like the ocean is
Yeah, they
red.
Do that so that the dolphins don't kill the fish that they want. Because what they're...
I'm talking about hundreds, thousands
That's
of fucking dolphins.
Sick. Yo, like, no, just round sick. Them so up. What they know...
That's a horrible idea.
No,
the ecosystem.
So in the first 10 minutes of Seaspiracy... They show you how they do it. So they wake up like 6 in the morning and they get in these boats and the boats get in this, it's like this famous cove where it's like nothing but dolphins. And what they do is they take sticks and I forgot, you can ask Army, you can ask, he's actually up right now. I believe they bang the stick on the boat, each boat, they have like 12 boats and bang the sticks and they show it on the drone because the dude uses a drone, he films it.
Yeah.
They gather up hundreds of dolphins, they're swimming, they finally get them in like this one big area, they all just kill them.
And they try to, like, the people that take video, they'll arrest you, they'll try to
No, because it's illegal.
It's illegal.
It's illegal. So if they see you filming it, they will arrest you. So like... It's
illegal to film.
Yeah,
it's illegal to act or doing. So they're trying to stop you from. Oh, but like the cops arrest you.
Yeah,
like,
nigga, so
it's illegal. It's illegal to what?
To do the act that they're doing.
Yeah.
But their government supports.
It's so corrupt because it's so lucrative.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but again, $42 billion industry, right?
So it's illegal, like international wise.
Yes,
but the government supports them doing that.
So their police will stop you from recording them.
So what they did was...
Wow.
So if you're not a local and you're in that town of southern Japan, the police will follow you because they want to know why you're there. And the police do follow the film crew. They had to sneak out to record that. And they have like a little Maverick Pro drone. That's one of the drones that we have at work. They just fly. And you literally see all the dolphins get together in a circle because they got the boats blocking them off. And you see it. You see this within the first 5 minutes of the documentary.
Just imagine people. This is why humans are a plague. Because the shit niggas do for money is some shit that's not even real.
They don't do anything with dolphins.
Bro, awesome.
They just kill them.
Bro. They're just killing the dolphins.
Yeah, so they don't eat tuna.
They're killing the dolphins so that they can then go kill tuna fish.
Yeah. And it's like, just eat more chicken, my nigga. Chicken's better.
Eat the dolphins.
It's a shortage of that, too.
Yeah, I mean, or just eat the dolphin.
Yeah, eat the dolphins.
Or just eat the dolphins you're killing.
They would
no. They said that the shark fin has no taste and no nutritional value,
and they just eat it just because
it's a status thing. It's really popular in like the Chinese mafia. So like, let's just say me and you meet to show you that
Triads.
I have money. Yeah, to show you. Thank you for correcting me. To show you that I have money when I invite
Yakuza
you to dinner.
Is Japanese.
I'm gonna have two bowls of that, $200. That's more than the steaks we'd be eating, Q.
Yeah. Them motherfuckers ain't no joke though.
I give a fuck.
Okay. They motherfucking samurai cut your Samoan ass.
They can all go seppuku themselves.
Seppuku, yeah, they will seppuku.
Seppuku.
Seppuku is no joke.
Seppuku.
Seppuku.
Have you seen Elysium?
Seppuku is basically ritual suicide. Where they just cut their open their belly.
Yeah, all right, y'all get my
trick. Yep.
That is nasty.
That is. Can you relax?
Have you seen that movie?
I just cannot.
Yeah, that was wild.
We got to blurt that out.
Jesus Christ. 1 minute, 1 hour, 19 and 50, 49, 45.
Oh,
do another one for like an hour and 13 because he said some wild shit back then too.
Yeah.
Every time, God damn it. The shit you was cracking up at over there.
We're talking about how bad these people are to things on the earth.
Damn it. Thank you. Anyway. So and so you're saying all that and just seeing how like is like evolving to like how the world is just going downhill.
Yes. So
and
like,
why you think that people are just starting in a quote unquote Elysium and just
Yeah, so like obviously running. Like we know that like rich people are like the 1%, right? I'm talking about of that 0.5% of that 1%. I believe that I think eventually they will leave Earth. I think Jeff Bezos leaving Earth in the next couple of weeks
is for a bigger cause.
Of course, he's not. I don't believe that he's just going just for the fuck of it, saying I'm going to space.
Yeah, I think that it's.
I think it's a backup plan.
Do you remember? You
know he's not going to go. The fucking spaceship's going to blow up, and everybody's going to think he's dead.
Did you watch that movie that I mentioned?
What?
Elysium with Matt Damon?
No.
You should watch it.
Yeah, but you know, honestly, you know what this sounds like? And it's like, it's not Elysium, but you know what this sounds like? It sounds like WALL-E.
I never.
WALL-E.
That was a good movie.
That don't sound like WALL-E to you?
Yeah, it does sound like WALL-E.
The Earth is a wasteland.
Yep.
It's like, it's basically uninhabitable. But they instead of just the rich people, they just moved all of humanity up into space, into like the space station. But that's I definitely think that Jeff Bezos going to space is a bigger deal than what we're letting on it, and we're still waiting on these UFO reports to come out. They're dragging ass on that.
They got about 7 days, 6 days.
They got 6-7 days on that to happen. I want to see what that's about. I never read anything more than 5 pages in the past 6-7 years, but I'm going to tear through that shit.
Well, you know, if it's taking this long to do it, there's obviously something, right? Like, it's not nothing coming out.
Oh, no. It's some shit that's probably going to fuck us up.
Yeah, so.
And
whatever's taking them so long, there's got to be some shit there.
Oof. Yeah. When, and no, other side thing. When's that report that's supposed to come out about JFK?
Really?
His assassination, that's supposed to come out on like at some predetermined date. I don't know.
Wait, I mean, obviously, because a lot of people don't believe that the guy who went to jail actually killed him.
Really?
Yeah, because I was listening because they had a CIA agent on the Joe Rogan podcast, mm-hmm. and they were asking him about it. He was just saying that the guy that killed JFK, his name is Lee Harvey.
Oswald.
Yeah, Oswald. They just said, like, he just wasn't an intelligent person mm-hmm. as far as his whole life. And then he goes on vacation for, like, 6 months before he kills JFK. And it's like, who has enough money to do that? Mm. So they believe he was paid a handsome amount of money to do it and then go to jail.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
Could be true.
Yeah, like, I just.
Oh, what, the person who actually did it?
Yeah, they say, Martin Luther King wasn't assassinated, like, at the spot. Like, they say he was.
No, nah, they said he was choked.
Yeah, suffocated in the hospital.
Suffocated in the hospital.
Yeah,
after.
But that's not. Wait. Yeah, so, like, do you think that he was murdered intentionally after he was shot?
Yes. Who, MLK?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
1,000%.
Wouldn't doubt it for a second.
Because, like, I think somebody said, and I'm not saying that I agree, but they were saying that, like, it's different when, like, MLK was, like, preaching to, like, march and, like, stand up. You know, mm-hmm. you march and you protest, right?
He started preaching against capitalism.
That, and he started telling
white poor white people.
He started talking to poor white people about equal wages.
This is the same thing that happened to Martin Luther King. It happened to Fred Hampton.
Fred Hampton,
he started preaching against capitalism. Mm-hmm. Once you attack capitalism, that's when they really want you out of here.
Racism,
let them, y'all fight on the
yesterday. Yeah, exactly.
Poor whites, blacks, fight on the yesterday. We still getting our money. Once you preach about that, preach against anti-capitalism, ooh, they want you gone.
Yeah.
Same thing with Malcolm X. He was talking all that, the white man is a devil. Yeah. Very valid stuff. But they was letting him cook. But when he went to the Mecca, it was like, you know what? Yeah, we all one human. This is not really about race. This is about the upper elite trying to keep us down. And I'm trying to work with white people, black people. Doesn't matter. Because I went to the Mecca and I seen all types of people pray to Allah and all this type. And Muslim brothers and sisters, I pray with these people. He come back talking that other shit. Got him out of here. So, yeah, I believe it. 1,000%. This is what they do. They cool when you preach that racism stuff, even though, because to them, it's divisive. And it can be.
It is divisive.
It can be. It is. Even though it could come from a valid place of hurt from one group. But to them, overall, they just see it's divisive amongst everybody. So they'll let you keep doing that.
We'll have a conversation off air about that. Because the only reason I said off air, because it's going to spill off into a black hole if I'm going to tell you.
Yeah.
So,
no, it's about reparations.
Nothing, white boy.
Hey, listen here, Nick.
But yeah, so nasty.
Yeah, as soon as it ends up, I'll tell you.
Yours?
Huh?
You like that big toe?
I guess I keeps it. I keeps it, sir.
No.
Did y'all?
No.
Nah. We're about to go to deep sleeve.
Dark
sleeve. Sleeve.
Oh, my God.
Deep That's Solomon first. Hill.
Yeah, right.
Don't want to go up there Solomon Hills now.
Solomon Hill.
Do we got anything else?
No.
Do we want to talk about these bum-ass niggas? I don't.
We've been avoiding it for an hour and 20 minutes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we lost on Sunday. It's the first pod since.
Yeah, it's been the first five since we got eliminated.
All right, so let me start by saying
this. Let me just say that I was so fucking happy when y'all niggas lost.
It doesn't matter because you got to eat the Meat Mountain.
I ain't eat shit.
We all lost, so we all have to eat the Meat Mountain.
Yeah, we all lost. Even Keenan
is a fucking draw.
Keenan, you're here.
The bet's a draw.
You were here when the bet was played.
It's drawn. We both draw Meat Mountain in the mouth.
I refuse to give Arby's my money.
Or, I'll pay for it, but accept, you gotta eat
or
that.
Accept your money given to them in my
You gotta
behalf.
Accept the Meat Mountain into your mouth.
No, not you, that Meat Mountain.
You do, bro. It's a right. It's we gotta do it, baby.
No, no.
For the contento.
No.
For the contento.
For the contento.
If a tweet about it gets 65 likes, yeah, I'll do it.
Why?
All right, guys, say less. Somebody tweeted out, we need 65 likes.
And the pod page gained 200 followers.
Oh,
that's the kicker right there.
Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah. We can buy those. Don't worry about it. Right?
Hey, I'll buy those in a second. A quick 10 pack of followers.
Oh, yeah, right.
Just give me 1,000.
I'll have you eating 10 Meat Mountains.
Why do niggas want to eat this shit?
I don't want to eat it. But it was part of the bet. And we
feel
need
like
content.
I feel like I deserve to eat this.
We've never clout chased before.
Yeah.
Let us clout chase.
Let
you.
Us do it.
Mike, love
Let
yourself.
Us
do it.
You got to do it first.
I love myself.
I'm definitely not doing the first.
Yeah, you go first.
You niggas want to do this? Nope. No way.
What did you think about the series, though, Q? About the Sixers and Hawks?
That was a great series. That was great, like, to watch. It was entertaining. Can't say it wasn't.
No, as a Sixers fan, I was disgusted the whole way.
I was disgusted, but it was entertaining.
Thought,
it was fun.
If I wasn't a fan of either team, I would have been entertained.
I thought the Sixers going to win. I was literally thinking of ways to get out of losing this fucking bet. Because I was for sure that I was fucked. I was, I'm done. When KD's foot was on that fucking line, I'm fucked.
Yeah.
I lost. There's nothing I can do. I was thinking of excuses why I wouldn't be here tonight.
Oh my God.
I was coming up with everything. Like, I was coming up with the crazy.
Nigga
shit.
Said I was gonna quit the podcast.
Oh, Mike is keeping shit from us.
Mike is not showing me the information.
Yeah, no. They kicked me out the group chat. I was coming up with all type of shit, you know. I was shocked, bro. I really thought y'all had that.
Well, let me start with this. Everybody. I don't usually say I'm wrong because I'm usually not wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But I've caped for this nigga for so long. I can't do it anymore. Benjamin David Simmons. His middle name is David. Benjamin David Simmons. I need your fade. Simple. I need your wobble.
I need your
watch. I need it. On West Side 824 Mafia, I need your faith. You disrespected me. You disrespected my city. And you disrespected the Sixers organization by putting on the Sixers jersey and coming out in an elimination game and only scoring 5 fucking points, you weird ass nigga.
Originally about? Is that about Kuzma?
Yeah. On West Side, I can't defend him no more. I defended him for years, saying, oh, he plays defense. Oh, he's a good facilitator. And he is those things. But I have to stick consistently with my takes. I don't like niggas that only do one thing. And that's whether you just a dude that just scores on offense or whether you just a dude that scores on but just plays defense. If you're going to be a dude that plays great defense, fine. But you got to be at least willing to take some shots. This nigga Ben Simmons, at some points in the game, a lot of points in the game, he didn't even look at the basket. Like, he would just come across the half court, hand it off, and stand to the side and watch. That's unacceptable.
The only thing I'm going to say about, y'all know I've critiqued Ben enough. I've critiqued the Sixers enough. To blame Ben for not winning
that I'm not
saying that you just did it. But in general, people have been doing it. To blame Ben, the series loss on Ben, is just a lazy excuse.
It is lazy. It is lazy. But plenty of
things wrong with that.
He deserves a lion's share of the blame. I can't. It's no way around this. If we're going to split this up like a pie, he got to get at least half of this bad boy.
No fucking chance.
It's a lot. I don't know.
That's a lot.
He has a nice piece of
it. At most, 25%.
He has to have at least 30. He has to have at least 30. No. It's no way he doesn't have at least 30. Because you can do a split even 30. Bench prop. You can say bench is 30. Ben is 30. Doc is probably 30. And you can split the other 30 between the bench and B fucking up and Tobias fucking up.
The other 40? No fucking chance. Your bench is at least 25 to 30% of your problems.
Okay.
And then you got another 25% of it. Got to be on Doc, at least.
Okay. I'm willing to do that. Roster construction. But I can't blame roster construction that bad.
No, I'm not blaming. I'm just purely one game you want to play Shake a lot. One game you want to play Maxi a lot.
One game you play Furkan a lot. Yeah, like, but this is where.
That only happened because Danny Green got hurt.
Yeah. I think that hurt us a lot.
Danny Green getting hurt fucked up the lineup, so he had to start experimenting. He
fucked the lineup crazy.
Yeah, but you don't experiment fucking every other game.
That's the problem. Why is Furkan your guy coming off the bench? Like, I mean, a streaky shooter.
He had his game, though.
He had one. I know, but it's like.
I mean, he had his game. That's the thing with them niggas. It's hard to tell when they're going to snap.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we need more consistent. Like, it's either like they're doing some gladiator saving, world saving shit, or they're doing absolutely nothing. Mm-hmm. But if they just did a regular human basketball game, we win a lot of these games that we lose. If Matisse gives you 5, right, and Shake gives you like 6, and Furkan gives you 6 or 7, and those are 2 or 3 buckets between each of you. We win. Yeah, we win. And I haven't even gotten to Maxi and Dwight yet. Who's going to get minutes?
Dwight is a dweeb, bro.
Dwight's a fucking moron, and Dwight's a dweeb. Dwight's a fucking idiot, remedial, dumb fuck.
You know what that's a product of, though?
But you know what that is? The fact that he, an idiot like that, is the best backup that Embiid has had his entire career is an indictment on the Sixers organization.
Right, but it's an indictment on the Sixers as a team because he didn't do that shit last year. That shows the leadership that's in Philly.
Yeah, there is no leadership in Philly.
Because he didn't do that shit in the Lakers.
No, because LeBron be like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
But who's going to tell him that?
He's going to ship his ass out of there. Like, nigga, you want to win or not?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
You want your ring? Yes. Act right.
And
he got his ring. But he got his ring now. So he
when you're leader, and there's no disrespect to Danny Green, but when Danny Green is the leader there.
Yeah, that's an issue.
It's a problem there. And you said it all year, and I didn't agree with you, but I ate my fucking foot. If Shake Milton is the guy off the bench that's going to be scoring for y'all, it's a problem. I didn't think it was a problem because he was balling at the time, mm-hmm. and I thought he actually was going to improve, but then he went back to his regular fucking Shake ways.
Bullshit ways, yeah.
And then we have problems now.
Yeah.
And then I didn't realize, because I'm so caught up in hating Brett, that I realized, oh, shit, Doc's kind of the same nigga.
Yeah.
He's just black.
Yeah. No, I mean, our offense looked the same.
He's fucking black. Black Brett.
I don't understand it.
Nigga Brett.
Why are you still not running pick? Remember that shit? They never run a pick and roll together.
You're not running a pick and roll with Joel Embiid in the best shooter on the team, right? You're not doing that. You're not attacking Trae Young on defense, who is statistically, with numbers proving it, by far and away the worst defender in the league. Literally. It's like, I'm not saying this to be funny, to joke on this nigga. The nigga can score his ass off. The nigga's a prodigy at scoring. I was wrong about the nigga. The nigga's a great scorer. But it don't take away from fact. But he's the worst defender you can ask for when you're playing a certain amongst players playing mountains a certain amount
of minutes. He's not even trying.
He can't do it. He can't do it. So why aren't you attacking him? You literally, every time that nigga's on defense, pass the nigga in front of him the ball.
No, that's what they were doing to us.
They did to us. Every time, Trey came down, it was a double screen.
Every time you seen Seth, you know what they did? They passed to Kevin Herter. And Kevin Herter was dotting that nigga all series. You know what fucking Doc was doing? Fucking playing with his fucking decrepit balls watching him.
Yeah, that shit was brutal.
And his fucking tattooed fade.
Nah, that's definitely a tattoo.
That's definitely that tattoo shit where they dot your fucking head.
He'll never need a haircut no more.
No. That is a tattoo.
Yeah.
That's tattooed in.
No, I'm not talking about haircut. I'm talking about the 6-0.
So you're watching that happen. You're seeing in the last game, Furkan, instantly you see within the first 5 minutes, this nigga's giving you nothing.
Yeah.
You keep him in all game.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
And then you say, all right, this is what really made me mad. At the end of the game, with 3 minutes left, you put in Shake Milton, who hasn't been in the game all game. What the fuck do you expect from him to do?
Travels.
Yep. Travel. And I can't even be mad at him. It's like,
and they gave him the points, though. So
it's like, he hasn't moved all day.
Yeah. No, he's been sitting on the bench for an hour and 45 minutes.
You got to put him in at some point so he can touch the floor, and then you put him back in. Like, you don't.
The only time he's moved is during warm-ups.
Yeah. Obviously, like, I'm no basketball aficionado, but I know as a basketball coach, if you're dealing with, like, a one-sided player, mm-hmm. like, let's just say, like, you got Ben Simmons, right? Predominantly, he's a defensive player. Obviously, he can facilitate, run the fast break. But if he's getting chopped on defense, why would I leave him in the game? Like, if you got Korkmaz, he's there to stretch the floor, I guess, right? If he's not hitting any shots, you know he's not there to play defense.
Why'd
he keep it in the game?
He can't do the thing that he's there for, and he's only there to do that thing because he can't do nothing else.
I'll put Maxey ass in the game. Let him run a pick and roll. Let him run a pick and roll and beat.
Yeah.
And this is why. And this is also why I got to put more shit on Ben. You got a young nigga in here coming in here, going to the rack. I'm not even going to do the shooting thing. He's going to the rack.
Maxey's not a shooter.
He's going to the rack, and he's a baby, never been in the playoffs in his life. And you can't go to the rack. That's a problem. That's unacceptable. Acceptable, unacceptable, especially when you have all the God-given tools to go to the rack. I cannot do it.
He goes to the rack like he's not able to move.
But the more I look at this thing, is the more and more you stack against Ben, and more I appreciate Embiid, and I feel sorry for all them times I said I would take Ben over Embiid. I apologize, Joel. That's wrong. Because it's like, oh, well, you can say, well, Joel had 8 turnovers in the game. Well, you know why he has 8 turnovers in the game? Because you're asking a 7'2" nigga to initiate your offense because Ben is not going to do it.
Yeah.
Now, he's done it before, but something happened in his brain with these playoffs. I don't know what's wrong with him. I don't know if the moment's too big for him. I don't know if he doesn't care. I think it's a mixture of all that shit.
Yeah.
But he needs to get his shit together. Just not even for us, for him. Because it's bad right now.
Do you trade him or do you run it back?
Off the way he played that.
You run it back and pick up somebody else.
To me, it's just not good for us, and it's not good for him to step back on a Philadelphia 76ers court. The way you, and plus the way you handled yourself after the game, talking about, oh, what did Trae Young shoot? How many assists did I have? No, my nigga. You have that attitude after losing like that, you really don't understand how we operate around here.
What do you... Well,
now
I already know. I have a guess. What you said. What do you put to Embiid blaming the loss on the play where he didn't dunk the ball?
Blame the loss on, but he's like,
that's where the momentum. Energy
shift. That's where the energy shift, and that's right.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
because if you dunk that on Trey, that is momentum.
It's momentum.
The crowd goes bananas
because that's all we wanted you to do.
Let's just say Trey swipes at you. It's an and one.
Yeah. You get 2 points and you're shooting. That's all we want.
Even if you missed the free throw, you got the dunk on Trae Young. Yeah. That's the momentum right there.
Get the crowd back into it. You got to think it's late in the fourth and we're losing.
And now, like, imagine and now you get us back on your side. You watching that. Just like, yo, what the f-? Did you see his reaction?
Yeah.
He literally said, he bent over.
He was like, yo, what the fuck is this nigga
and
doing?
Then when, and then if you watch, Ben, he asked Ben, why didn't he dunk it? And Ben said, I thought Gallo was going to come over top. He said that in the game and then he
even
said it again.
So, nigga, take the swipe, it's like, nigga, then
get fouled. Get fouled.
Get fouled.
He literally
but he's
didn't.
He's afraid to get fouled because he can't hit his free throw. So,
and even earlier in the game, he went
and
one
even
for
that's
two.
A mental thing. I think he has this thing where he's afraid to look bad. Mm-hmm. And so,
so he'd rather do nothing.
He'd rather do nothing and look worse. But he doesn't realize when you do nothing, you look worse than when you look bad. Because nobody's going to ever fault a nigga
for trying.
Trying. Yeah. When you try, you niggas don't understand how far trying gets you.
Yeah.
Way more than it gets
your percentage
you
doing things
gotta,
goes up.
Ben also has to realize with people with his jersey, it's only four other niggas with that jersey. It's not a football team where it's 11 niggas. 10. And when you're not watching film, you're watching live. You can hide, kind of.
Yeah,
like no, bro. I see you. I see you. I see you just standing there.
Yeah,
I see you just handing over and standing there,
waiting, just watching. I can't see that again. I'm sorry.
But now we watched it all series. Why do you keep him in at the end of the game?
He wasn't.
He wasn't.
He was until that not dunk play. Which
because
was 3 minutes in
really,
game.
Honestly,
I said because we were still in the game at that point.
You're still in the game at that point, and his defense is going to help you out because you know who's shooting the ball.
Yeah.
It's Trae,
and he ended up making a shit.
Yeah, and he wasn't making.
I mean, nobody else on the team has a chance.
Yeah,
and everybody else on the team. Let's not act like it's just Ben. Everybody on that team is afraid to shoot.
I think it's
a lot of niggas on that team passed up open shots because they were afraid.
Tobias was shooting. He shot 24 shots.
The only niggas that were really not afraid to shoot was Embiid and Seth. That's it. And Furkan because he's a jacker. That's it.
You know what this doesn't happen?
Niggas are scared. Niggas are scared. The niggas are mentally weak. That's all this team. These niggas are frail minded. They can't do it. Yeah. It's something in this DNA. Niggas is pussy.
They can't do it.
They can't. It's like, and I hate. I like to oversimplify things, but niggas got no heart. Niggas is pussy.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think Sixers can win playing through Embiid?
No.
No, you can't do that.
I don't think you can either. You know why?
But I was willing to do that.
I'm on board.
I didn't have a problem with that because I thought Ben Simmons, even though I know you're not shooting and I know you're not giving me threes, you can give me 15 going to the rack.
Yeah.
But when you're not doing even not doing that
because you don't even want to get fouled to get your 15.
I can't help you no more. I was willing to accept all the non-shooting, non-threes. If you was giving me your regular 15, 16, going to the rack.
Right.
But now you're not even doing that.
Now you're not even doing what you're not even doing the bare minimum.
You're doing less than the bare minimum of what you used to do. I can't help you no more. I can't defend you no more. Right. I cannot do it. I refuse to do it. And the way your body energy, your
body language
and out there, and the fact that you went out 3 days later, you out here out on the town, you don't care.
You going to dinner. I mean, that ain't shit.
Stay your fucking ass in the house or you go somewhere else.
And he's out taking pictures.
Yeah, and he don't live in Philly. He was in Philly. You know where he lives. He does not live in Pennsylvania.
He does.
He lives in Delaware.
No, he doesn't.
I thought you said he lived in Delaware.
Either way, nigga, you don't come out of the town. Nigga, go somewhere else and go out.
Facts. Go back to Australia. For real.
You got all summer to think
and if
about.
You go out, don't go out. Nigga, it's still fresh. It's Wednesday.
But the niggas will put up them showing love.
How do you feel about him not playing on the Australian Olympic team because he said he wants to work on his game?
It's bullshit. I'm not doing this no more.
I can think this isn't bullshit, in all, like, if everything goes well, this could really change the trajectory of his whole life.
Man. Sixers got to make a choice. Either they make him work out or make him do shit this summer.
That's what I'm saying.
Trade him.
Well, that's what I'm saying. No. It's going to change his. If this doesn't change who he is as a player and as a person, nothing will.
How do you feel about like what Stephen A. Smith when he read the text message and he was like,
This is all stuff I knew already.
Part of it's true.
You should care.
Part of it's true because like I know he had a lot of family around him, I've seen the guys around him. I know, like, one of the boys is probably from high school that, like, works or does all his shit at home, like, keeps all his shit together. His dad's always here. So, like, I know, and, like, the Sixers kind of gravitate toward, like, whatever he wants to do, right? They hire the trainers he wants. They hire the
nutritionist they want. They hire all the shit that Ben wants, right? Because mm-hmm. Joel's not that type of prima donna where, like, Joel just kind of goes and beats Joel.
Yeah. Ben, I feel like Joel's well, I mean, at least Ben is in shape, though. The nigga is never tired.
Yeah, no,
I will
like,
say that.
Like, yeah. Ben is look like more a track the prima donna.
That's all he does is run.
Yeah, Ben is more the prima donna. You know, I want this, I want that. He's that nigga. So, I mean, like, that is true. Like, he has all his people around him. But to say he doesn't, like, work...
Like, no, they just said that he's lazy, he doesn't want to work, and he gets coddled by his family.
I think he works for appearances.
Like, what is it? He does, he works enough to show up, and like, you, like most of the time...
He works enough to not get fired. Exactly. So are you really working enough?
Exactly. Until now, where it's like, blasted on the fuck. Like, if they win this series, no one gives a fuck.
No one cares. No one gives a fuck if we lose this series, but we won that one. Yes, I agree.
Yeah, you know, if they win game seven, no one's saying anything. No matter how many points he had, no one's saying a word.
Yeah.
Not saying shit.
Yeah.
I promise you. If y'all win game seven, no one's saying a fucking word. He can have 2 points, no one gives a fuck.
Nobody gives a fuck, but I'm no, I wouldn't give a fuck.
He wouldn't be the
butt of no joke. He wouldn't be the
niggas wouldn't be calling for him.
Because we won, but I was still later I'm looking at him like, yo, why did we go game seven?
But that's what I'm saying.
That's the problem.
It might have taken us to lose this series because if we won, he just would have continued being the same person.
I'm gonna be honest.
I don't think a nigga like this.
Who y'all play in the first round?
The Wizards.
Busted their ass,
but he ain't had no crazy scoring games.
Yeah, but he never does.
I'm just saying.
But so also, like, but also, he was doing his regular. He scored like 8, 10, 12.
So like,
if we're up by like 20, I don't really care about what his stat line is.
I'm saying like, if Sixers win game seven and he has 4 points, no one really bats an eye. Because it's not unusual for Ben to give you a 4 point fucking night. It's gonna sprinkle that in there, right? So it's not the craziest.
But I'm not expecting not in the playoffs, bro. You got to step it up. You have to. You have to.
But if you win, no,
you don't. Yeah, but if you see that other players are lagging, I think it should click in your brain as a competitive basketball player, right? You should want to do. You should want, but you he can't do it and he won't do it.
He has to. He's not going to do it at that time. If he's going to do it,
then if you're not going to do it at that time, then when the fuck are you going to do it?
He's going to be first quarter, second quarter, beginning of third quarter. Fast breaks, some shit like that, easy dunks. That's where you get the points from Ben. You're not getting points from Ben
in
under 6 minutes, slow down offense in the fourth quarter. You're not going to get it.
You think he's a Sixer next year?
Do I think he's a Sixer next year?
Yeah.
Yes.
He's going to be a Sixer next year.
Unfortunately, I think he is because his value was so low right now.
It's high and low at the same time.
It's really bad it's right now. Like, it's bad
the
right
price
now.
For him is high, but his value isn't that high.
It all
it's
depends.
Too fresh.
Yeah.
It all depends it's like what the situation fresh. Is. Like, cause like if you're like Toronto, right? Where like you think Kyle Lowry's gonna leave next summer. I might fucking take Ben Simmons for fucking Kyle Lowry if I'm Toronto.
Because you're tanking anyway.
Yeah. Like, fuck
so
it.
You might as well at least get somebody that the people want to see.
Yeah, like I don't have really much to lose.
Yeah, you're not you losing. Know what I'm saying? That definitely is a win-win.
Yeah. Like there are some pieces out there.
Because we could probably give them Kyle Lowry. I mean, Ben Simmons and they might take a first from that.
But like
they might take a first rounder from that. But even so, that would give us a team that's still a competitor.
Yeah, you know, like there's teams out there that you could work with.
Yeah,
that it got niggas on expiring contracts.
Yeah. Like I don't think anybody's gonna want to take him though. So he's gonna be untradeable at this point. And Daryl Morey's not gonna take anything less than what he believes Ben is worth.
Well,
because we almost got Harden. So that's going to be part of it, too. Like, yo, we almost traded this nigga. Like, they told Ben he was getting traded.
Daryl Morey was ready to trade a nigga before the season even started. Mm-hmm. So,
but I think at this point, he's not going to take him for anything less than what he's worth. But so he's going to be a Sixer again.
Well,
we're going to get somebody else.
There's some shit that you can address right away. And that's, you've seen what coaching you're going to get from Doc. Get rid of him. You've seen that your bench sucks. You need to add a bench scorer right away. That's some shit you can address right off the
agree,
bat.
We need Jordan Clarkson.
Get Doc the fuck out of town. Get a coach that can coach and make decisions and adjustments and get a bench score.
Yeah, Doc doesn't adjust. We did the same thing.
Doc, we just got a nigga to do it.
We literally did the same thing the whole game.
So
get Sam Cassell to do it.
Somebody.
I would just promote Sam Cassell.
Did y'all see the free agents for the summer?
So what are the free agents?
Got Chris Paul. He's got Kawhi. Staying. We got Mike Conley.
Is Kawhi staying?
Kawhi staying.
Yep. He's staying.
I don't know, man.
Kawhi staying.
I think he goes to Miami where he might just retire. We never know.
He did all that shit. He better not fucking leave.
He's staying.
So, look, we got Mike Conley.
And he's from LA. He's staying.
We got Kyle Larry. Yeah. DeMar DeRozan. Otto Porter Jr.
How's he even still in the league?
You got Oladipo. You got Goran Dragic. You got Tim Hardaway. Damn. Schroeder. Evan Fournier. Danny Green. Iggy. Kelly Oubre.
Schroeder wouldn't mind Schroeder coming off the bench.
J.J. Redick.
He's a starter. He's not coming off the bench.
Trevor Ariza. Justice Winslow.
This is a terrible
fight. This is getting worse and worse.
This is awful.
Yeah, I'm down.
Tim Hardaway is the only person.
Spencer
on the list.
Dinwiddie.
Y'all gotta resign Danny Green.
Fresh
off. How about this? Serge Ibaka.
No.
Fresh off of back surgery? No.
Spencer Dinwiddie, I like that.
Fresh off of knee surgery? Not really sure.
Lonzo Ball, PJ Tucker, Derrick Rose.
Derrick Rose, I wouldn't mind.
Our boy Alec Burks. Avery Bradley.
Alec Burks is a tank guy.
Lori Markkanen.
You resign Danny Green.
You do be
Green.
Shooting that thing.
No.
Oh.
Yeah, we need Danny Green back.
Yeah, but you do.
If we don't get Danny
yeah,
Green
you
back,
do.
If you don't get Danny Green back, you go get Tim Hardaway Jr.
What about Trez?
No. Hell
no. You
couldn't
even say that without smiling.
I just wanted to see
that nigga where he's at.
Let that nigga go to the
Trez is
LA
not
Sparks.
Gonna be a Laker.
That nigga played for the Congo.
Yeah. That nigga's gonna be.
That nigga will be playing for the
Cantor.
Yeah, the
Guangdong Tigers.
Yeah, the Dennis Smith Jr. JaVale McGee.
Dennis Smith Jr. still in the league?
Yeah, he had a nice little second half of the season.
Wasn't he on the Knicks?
TJ McConnell, do we bring him back?
No.
No. Wait, wasn't Dennis Smith Jr. on the Knicks?
He got traded somewhere.
The Pistons.
Yeah, Pistons. He actually had a pretty decent.
You got Melo and Jeff Green.
Jeff Green's too old. I was gonna
Melo.
I would take Jeff Green before Melo.
Austin Rivers?
Hell no.
Not with his dad again, though.
Yeah, no, no. Yeah, hell no.
His dad
I actually don't want anybody with the last name Rivers. I'm going to be honest with you.
Seth is close enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he got the family fucking
I wanted to talk about Phillip Rivers.
Alex Len.
It's getting worse. Sir. We can stop.
Got Mitchell Robinson. I'm down here. I'm in the mud right now.
Mitch Rob?
He can't stay healthy. Don't even think about it.
As a backup?
He can't stay healthy. It's pointless.
Mitch Rob is a beast, though.
Bro, the nigga broke his hand and then came back and broke his foot like 2 days later.
What about
not even exaggerating.
What about Cameron Payne?
So somebody's gonna pay that nigga.
Somebody gonna pay him, but I think Campaign, I think he's just in a really good situation.
Yeah, I think so.
And
too.
This is perfect for him. So he needs to stay where he's at. Because if he goes somewhere else and they're like, here's the keys, Campaign, he's gonna turn into the old nigga he was.
All right, so last two. Jordan Bell or Jeff Green?
God.
Jeff Green.
Jeff
what?
Green. No, I'm just saying that they're both free.
Oh, yeah,
agents.
Jeff Green. Yeah, Jordan Bell.
Bro, we all, it's bad. It's bad. But a lot of people are having, like, doomer Sixers fans, like, we are done. But I don't think we're completely done.
We're not done.
I think a couple tweaks you can get back on track. But bro, it's things
first,
that need
we're
to
not
happen.
Off the track.
You're first in the East. You're, like, you, a couple more things.
Literally, we just get somebody off the bench that can score.
Improve your bench. That changes a lot right there.
That puts us at a lot. Mm-hmm. I think if we can get Tim Hardaway Jr. to put him on the bench, that would be really great for
Mike,
us.
Mike, I don't think he's coming off the bench, bro.
He could.
Why couldn't he?
I mean, he's going to come off the bench in a contender.
Nah, just for like the majority of his career, he's been starting.
Yeah, he's just for dick cheese teams. Now, when you play for a good team, you can come off the bench.
On anybody that's...
I don't think he's going to want to do that, bro.
Anybody that's a top four seed, he's coming off the bench.
He has to.
Or he could... take a bigger contract
I
and start
hope
somewhere.
Portland breaks up Dame and fucking CJ.
I would throw and now this
it
I would throw everything.
Yeah, I would.
They
I would
want
give
for
them,
Dame.
I would
give them everything.
Ben, Tobias,
and a pick. Peace.
Three picks. Nigga.
I think we. You think
go
we,
crazy?
How about this? How about this idea? We keep Ben, but we let go of Tobias for room.
Yes, 100%.
I'm not mad at that.
Because
we see
keep
what
Dame,
Tobias
keep
is.
Keep Dame with Tobias?
No,
I'm
no,
sorry,
no.
Keep
no,
Dame
you
with
just,
Ben.
Just get Tobias off the books.
Yeah. No, I think that's a good idea regardless.
Get Tobias off the books.
Because you have him for 3 more years at 35-plus million.
But our scoring is about to be woeful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, our scoring is about to be woeful.
No, yeah, you I would definitely love to see
you give Seth Dame a bigger role. You sign one of them niggas. Just
I would give a lot to see Dame and Embiid, man. I would really give a lot.
I think it's just time to CJ and Dame aren't winning together.
it's time to break that up.
Yeah, it's not. I don't think you can win if CJ's your second best player.
You're wasting both of their times. Let's break that up.
It was fun while it lasted, but
break it up. I'm telling you, if
I'm Daryl Morey, trade Beal to Portland for McCollum. Oh, so you want a three-team trade? So we get
Dame.
CJ goes to Washington, and then Bradley Beal goes to Portland with who from Philly?
Probably Ben.
Oh, okay.
And then Washington probably gets a shitload of picks.
Exactly. I love it. You know what?
GM right there. Somebody call Daryl Morey.
Julian's calling Daryl
Morey. Somebody get Daryl Morey on the phone. We got a proposition.
Exactly. Yeah. I just want to keep Thibault. As long as we keep Thibault.
No, so with
Thibault has to stay. He's a
defensive player of the real year, like reigning. Like he can win it like back to back.
I don't care about defense much, but I like him on the floor.
Because he shoots too.
I just like the way he plays.
Huh? You can't really shoot. Right. No. He takes his open jump shots. He's not a volume shooter, but when he's open, he's going to shoot it.
He's
going to be a better Robert Covington.
That you put it up.
He's going to be a better Robert Covington.
He's going to keep getting better.
He's not going to shoot as good as Robert Covington, though.
He could.
I think he could.
He could.
I don't know if he's.
His defense is already better than Robert Covington.
Yeah. At least he ain't out here airballing like Robert Covington. That nigga, Rocco, he'd airball the first three, but he might hit the next nine.
He'll deflect the shit out of the pass.
Yeah, and he's going to pin somebody's off the backboard, too.
I take back everything I said about KD last week. He's a bitch.
Man, listen, you got to give him some slack.
That nigga was tired.
Fuck that. LeBron made it to the fucking finals, goddamn 17 years in a row, and goddamn East. KD, well, let's go.
Not everybody's used to doing what LeBron does.
I don't give a fuck.
Everybody doesn't have the HGH plug like LeBron does.
Came into the fucking East. He's supposed to be this Nick. Fuck you, nigga. Yeah. Losing to the fucking. Who fuck loses to a deer? Fuck them niggas.
You have to fear the deer.
That is very true, though. It kind of does put things into perspective.
Yeah.
Like, LeBron was on these teams, like, damn near by himself.
He made it to the finals.
And would make it to the finals.
In a fucking row. Yeah. Or 9 years in a row. Whatever.
These niggas got Harden, Kyrie, KD, and they just falling apart. Like,
that's what I don't get.
And they're just falling apart, bro.
Like, bro, y'all, that's what I'm saying. Like,
falling apart. Like, I know injuries.
If they disappoint next year, yeah. Harden is gone.
I know injuries is a part of the game, but also staying healthy is a part of the game, too. So
I think they get rid of Kyrie before they let Harden walk.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, because he's the worst one out the bunch.
Yeah, but like Harden's going to be the free agent. But I think they would trade Kyrie to keep Harden like happy, you know?
They should have did that this year.
Nah, because if they're healthy, I think they're okay.
Nah.
I'm telling you.
Where do y'all see Kyrie? Who do y'all see like somebody trading for Kyrie? Do you think Kyrie goes to L.A.?
I think if Kyrie gets traded, he'd be like, I'll just retire.
Think he goes to L.A.?
I don't think he wants to play with LeBron again.
Clippers.
No, he's not playing with LeBron. He's not. No.
Bro, I literally think if they try to trade him, he'll retire.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
I think he go to the Knicks. I think that's.
I don't think.
Yeah. All right. That way he can run iso ball all day like he likes to.
He would actually like to play in Tibbs, except they would.
You know the crazy thing about Kyrie? His trade value is not even that high.
I disagree.
You can trade Kyrie for 3 first round pick tomorrow.
That's what I'm saying. I think you could get like. I think it'd be
that's
really.
A lot.
I think it'd be very easy to move him.
Well, yeah.
You know
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think
give up a lot.
Like if you put if, like if
like I think if
they, someone, if they called up Philly right now, what you giving up for Kyrie?
I'll give up
Blowy.
I would give up.
I'm giving up Ben and Tobias. See ya.
I'm giving up Maxey.
And Ben.
Maxey, Ben.
And you're giving up 2 picks with
it. We'll give them a pick.
No, you're giving up 2.
And a pick.
Because you're giving them nothing and scoring in return.
I'm going to throw up.
You'd be happy.
You would, though.
I wouldn't want it. I wouldn't be happy, but I would do it.
Yo, he's generating at minimum 3 first-round picks. You can say whatever you want.
I know, but I don't like that bum-ass nigga. Nigga from West Orange is fucking dweeb.
Fake-ass Native American.
All right,
fake-ass Native American Muslim.
Who's winning this shit now?
Suns.
Phoenix Suns.
All right, can we all pick a different team and make the bet off of this? All
right,
I got the Suns.
I'm going with the Suns. I think the Suns got it, man.
I got the sleeper in Atlanta.
Mm. Wow. If
Atlanta makes it to the finals, I would.
I will.
You know, lose. They're not if they make it to the finals, that would ease the pain a little bit. Like, at least the team that beat us went to the finals.
Yeah, it's just their year to fucking win.
It was the same thing with Toronto. Nobody thought Toronto. Like, oh, the Warriors will take care of the Warriors.
Yeah, Toronto was, a 4-seed too, I think?
No, if Clay was just healthy.
Yeah, but they had Kawhi. So if KD was fucking healthy.
We'd have got that ass out of there.
Yo, I don't know who's in this draft class because college basketball didn't really happen this year.
But the Warriors going to be a little something.
They're going to be able Cade to make Cunningham, some moves.
Cade Cunningham is going first. He
plays a lot better. He's a better defender. Some nigga
named Jalen Suggs.
You got Sharif Cooper.
I wonder if they draft at 7 and 14.
There's a couple
if they
niggas.
Package that something else.
I would package that and get some real nice to go with.
You still got you got the niggas from the G League. They can get drafted. The niggas from the Ignite. So Jalen Green, and then there's another bull. You got what's his name? Mobley, one of the Mobley brothers.
I just want to know what the fuck's gonna happen with Lonzo.
Lonzo? Yeah. He's getting traded, bro.
Nah, well, he's a free agent. He's restricted.
So New Orleans can match.
Right, he's not good in Philly unless Ben gets traded for a 2 guard or like.
If he's a free agent, who's to say Philly wouldn't make that our only signing?
That's not
because then you got to bring him off the bench.
No, we don't.
No, he's
starting.
He's starting.
All right, who do you move to the bench?
Seth.
No.
Danny.
If you sign Lonzo and don't get rid of Ben or Tobias, it's this causes problems in your offense.
That is stupid.
You're bringing in a point guard.
Yeah, I think you move Ben to the four.
Yeah,
Tobias
Ben plays
to the
4. Yeah,
Seth stays at the 2.
Yeah, but now you
or you can play Danny at the 2. One or the other.
Yeah, but now you're taking off a 40%+ 3-point shoot off the court.
Yeah, but that's fine. But we need a little more structure in the offense.
You say you're taking the 40.
Yeah, because you got to take either Seth or Danny.
Yeah, but
off
that
the
makes
court.
Your bench better right there because you got 40%.
You're putting one of them on the bench.
Yeah.
Yeah, but now you got to have one of them agree to come off the bench.
Danny, you have a mohawk. Thank you.
Danny, you're old. Thanks.
Danny is coming off a $15 million contract. I don't think he
still has a mohawk.
Come on the bench.
Still does have a mohawk.
I think that's part of the reason why he got hurt. But
if that nigga's whatever. There,
y'all relax.
If that nigga's there, y'all win. In my opinion,
100%.
Oh yeah, because I don't think
we were winning if Danny Green was playing.
Kevin is not dotting Danny Green like that. I'm sorry.
No, he's not.
They're not even looking over there.
Because Kevin is slow.
Same way they were exposing Gallinari when he was on the court and Seth was there.
Yo, because when Kevin was shooting, you're not attacking. And Steph had a hand in his face.
You're not attacking. Nobody was attacking Danny like that. They're not doing that. Danny was getting lit up by Trey, but he was from like half court. Huerta and Gallinari, you're not looking at Danny Green like, all right, chicken. Like, no, it's not.
Barbecue.
Yeah, chicken. Barbecue. Nah. I'm not doing that.
But
I was about to say, I think that's where we got.
That's where we gotta go.
Yeah, we can get
I don't got no more. I'm a broken man. I don't want to believe in anything. I've never been disappointed by a group of men in my entire life. I don't want to think about these niggas until September.
Yeah. October.
Until the draft, actually. I don't want to think about these niggas until the draft. So whatever that is.
Detroit got the number one pick.
Shout out to Detroit, number one pick. I thought Cleveland was gonna snake away into another one. But
I feel bad for him because your career wasted away in Detroit.
Cade Cunningham, bye. You better retire before your career starts. All right, guys. This has been another week of the podcast. You already know what it is. We shout out everybody. We didn't get to y'all questions today. We're going to get to some.
Oh, some?
Yeah, we got like 5-6 more. Right. We'll get to them next week. We're going to have make a whole day of it. It's going to be fun. We got a lot of stuff for y'all on the horizon. We're working on space till we finally get our spaces together. So we've been talking about that. Things are working and in the motions. Thanks for reaching out and listening and appreciating and like showing us all the love and support. We really appreciate y'all and all that.
You guys are nasty for what your responses were on that IG post yesterday.
Yeah,
y'all. Well, I'm gonna get to y'all, ladies. Y'all were nasty.
Whoever the woman was who said she had to listen to his feelings, you are sick.
This is a sick Negro.
You are a sick woman,
but you're not a Negro. But you know who you are.
Oh.
She's a good white woman. She's one of the good ones.
Damn.
Okay. All right. So you already know what it is, guys. Check us out on all our social medias. You know, follow us, listen and all that at DNTS Pod on everything. SoundCloud, Apple Music, Apple Podcasts. You already know the fucking deal. Make sure you tell a friend and tell one more friend and tell another friend again. We will see y'all. Shout out to my sponsors at Manscaped. We will see y'all next week, same time, same place.
Same place.
Peace out.